The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
May the 4th be with you. It is Tuesday. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, New Jersey will lift many COVID-19 capacity limits at retail stores, restaurants, gyms, and other businesses, and will remove a hard cap on outdoor gatherings beginning May 19th, Governor Phil Murphy announced Monday. This announcement was made in coordination with the governors of New York and Connecticut. Effective Wednesday, May 19th, restaurants will no longer have a capacity limit, but will be able to operate at whatever capacity allows them to continue to ensure a minimum of a 6-foot distance between groups. For other outdoor settings or businesses currently governed by a percentage-based cap, religious services, retail establishments, gyms, fitness clubs, personal care businesses, indoor and outdoor amusements and recreation businesses, and then indoor and outdoor pools are currently at 50% capacity limits. They will be lifted and be replaced with the requirement of a minimum of 6 feet of social distance between individuals and groups be maintained. Murphy said the general indoor gathering limit, which applies to house parties or other purely social events, such as birthday parties, will be doubled from 25 people to 50 people. For catered events, funerals or memorial services, performances and political activities, which are currently limited to 50% of the room's capacity, up to a maximum of 250 people, will be limited to a maximum of 250 people as long as social distance can be maintained. For indoor sporting events or concerts, all large indoor venues with 1,000 or more fixed seats can operate at 30% while maintaining the requirement that ticketed groups remain at least 6 feet apart, Murphy said. A reminder for all indoor activities, our current requirement that everyone wears a face mask except for eating and when eating and drinking is unchanged. So you still have to wear your mask. It basically means they're taking away some of the capacity limits, but as long as you're 6 feet apart, you're going to be okay. An elevated section of the Mexico City metro collapsed and sent a subway car plunging towards a busy boulevard late Monday, killing at least 23 people and injuring 70, city officials said.
Ooh, horrible scene.
Yeah. Rescuers searched a car left dangling from the overpass for hours for anyone who might be trapped. Those efforts were suspended early Tuesday, however, because of safety concerns. A crane was brought in to help. We don't know if they are alive, Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said, of the people possibly trapped inside the car following one of the deadliest accidents in the city's subway system, which is among the busiest in the world. There are children among the dead, but no word on how many. The overpass was about 16 feet above the road, but the train ran above a concrete median strip, which apparently lessened the casualties among motorists on the road below. The collapse occurred on the newest of the Mexico City subway line, Line 12, which stretches far into the city's south side. Like many of the city's dozen subway lines, it runs underground through more central areas of the city of 9 million, but then runs on elevated concrete structures on the city's outskirts. A man accused of dressing up as an Amazon delivery driver to steal packages was taken into custody on Monday night, according to the Philadelphia Police Department. The suspect was arrested in Fishtown. Over the weekend, surveillance video captured the suspect parking his bike on East Oxford Street. Video shows him walk up to a home on the 1300 block, take a package on the doorstep, nod at someone passing by, and take his time riding away. On Monday night, the suspect was spotted pedaling through a nearby neighborhood with several stolen parcels, including a case of bubbly water, speakers, and a box of Birkenstock shoes.
I thought it was part of the new Amazon service, Amazon Reverse, where they take the packages away, but oh. I guess that's not it.
The bike, kind of like the Bagster.
Yeah.
The Bagster. Yeah.
The bike the suspect was using was also recovered.
I don't
recovered.
Know if I want this.
It was also recovered at the scene. Police are still investigating how the man managed to get an Amazon vest and for how long he'd been targeting homes in the neighborhood.
He got it on Amazon, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that would
Could
be.
Could you imagine?
Irony
oh,
defined.
My God. Right.
Oh. Hey, they have everything.
As delivery service has exploded during the pandemic, so has theft. A survey from CNR Research showed that about 43% of online shoppers had a package stolen in 2020. Meanwhile, Amazon's profits tripled in the last year. Philadelphia police say they are looking into reports of porch pirates citywide, but don't keep track of the data on how often packages are stolen. Amazon says that they offer delivery tracking and warehouse and locker pickup for people who are worried about leaving their packages at their doorsteps. In sports this morning...
Ball sacks are yummy.
The f*** is that?
The Sixers beat the Bulls last night in Chicago, 106-94.
They did it!
Tobias Harris scored 21 points. Seth Curry added 20, and the Sixers won their fifth straight game.
They did it!
Five starters finished in double figures as Ben Simmons scored 15 points. Danny Green added 14, and a relatively quiet Joel Embiid had 13 points and 10 rebounds. The Sixers road trip wraps up tomorrow night with a game in Houston against the Rockets, and tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. The Phillies beat the Milwaukee Brewers last night at the ballpark, winning 4-3.
They did it!
Closer Hector Neris added 40 pitches to make the Phils bullpen to make sure they didn't blow another game. Vince Velasquez threw... Sorry, I was waiting for it again. Vince Velasquez threw six sharp innings. JT Realmuto hit a two-run home run, and the Phils held on for the win. Neris struck out Lorenzo Cain with the bases loaded in the ninth inning to earn the save. The series continues, and Aaron Nola will get the start. Game time is at 7:05.
Here comes one more.
That was a great night, right, for Philadelphia sports fans. And the Flyers beat the Penguins 7-2. 7-2 last night in South Philly. Claude Giroux had two goals and an assist. Kevin Hayes gave the Flyers an early 3-0 lead, and they skated to a rare easy win. Joel Farabee had a goal and two assists, and Shane Gostisbehere, Wade Allison, and Robert Haig also scored for the Flyers, who ended a 3-game losing streak and won for just the sixth time in their last 16. Alex Lyon made 35 saves for his first win in his fourth start. The two teams are at it again tonight, and the puck will drop at 7 o'clock. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We welcome you to a Tuesday morning. As I said earlier, May the 4th for Star Wars fanatics. Enjoy, if you will. We'll see if we can spend some time talking about that at some point. We have a few other things that are going on this morning as well. We have a concert announcement today. It's a big one.
It is.
You can probably figure out what it is. Uh-huh. We've been hitting it pretty hard. But we'll get you the details of who's and what's and when's and all that stuff. And we'll get to it around 8 this morning, shortly after we get to our... money word, which we're going to have for you, the presidency money clip. We have two times to win $500 on our show alone, and it goes out through the course of the day today, so don't miss those opportunities. So obviously we got a lot to get into. We will do that very thing. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and get to the entertainment report with a stupid question. I'll make sure that it is Star Wars themed.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not going to go easy on this. I'm going to make this one work a little bit. So get yourself set for that. And we'll do some giveaways and share the celebrity stories when we get back. Stay put.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey! A music festival. For real.
How's it going?
This year. Listen to Preston and Steve at 8 a.m. for the lineup and ticket info on MMRBQ 2021.
We're going to do it, baby.
Oh, it's happening from 93.3 WMMR.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to give away a $150 Fogo de Show gift card today. Great prize. And the question will be in the vein of May the 4th, which is today, Star Wars Day. So the question that I have for you, so it's not going to be like a gimme, not going to be a super simple one, but not impossible. But here we go. Count Dooku.
Mm-hmm.
He's also known as whom?
Ah.
I couldn't have told you this one. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see you know the answer. See if you know the answer. Count Dooku.
Dooku.
Is also known as whom? 215-263-WMMR. Name's Dooku.
Dooku.
Another boy.
Dooku. My name's Dooku.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays today, and I know you're busy over there, Case.
I got you.
We're working on something contest-wise, if we can get it together. But I have this musical guitarist I'll need a little accompaniment. Right. So today is Tuesday, May 4th, of course, as I said, and celebrating a big birthday today.
Yeah?
Mr. Mick Mars of Motley Crue turns turns 70 years old.
70?
Yeah.
Big 7-0.
Yeah. He was always much older than the other fellas.
In fact, in the movie The Dirt, they keep making fun of that fact. Yeah. They're like, who's this old guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually the way he's portrayed in that movie, he's my favorite.
Because there's no bones about what he is. He's just a pissed off dude.
Yeah.
And just leave me alone.
Right.
And
I'm old, I'm sick, let me play.
Yep, exactly. So, Mick Mars. And a great guitar player, man. It's the band wouldn't be the same without him. He is 70 years old today, so happy birthday to Mr. Mick Mars. We also have, turning a year older, Will Arnett.
Love him.
Great shows like 30 Rock and Arrested Development.
He's also hosting the Lego competition show.
I did not know that.
Yes.
That's perfect.
They actually are tasked with building Lego pieces of art.
He was Batman in the Lego movies, right?
That's why. Yeah, to be the connection, yeah.
So he is 51 today. Singer and actor Randy Travis from the world of country music.
Is he ill?
I don't know. He had gone through, I knew he had a big time alcohol problem, and I want to say, Steve, there was a story of him being really sick.
Maybe a stroke or something?
And I don't remember the details. Nick's going to take a quick look at that and see if we can find out what the story was.
Was it a stroke? Massive stroke in 2013, and he had a whole lot of complications before and after that. So, this was 8 years ago, and apparently he's been doing better since.
Because I saw a video recently of him, maybe it's because of his birthday, where he was listening to fans, say hi to him, and
he
seemed to be happy.
He hit the road again in 2019, so, but he had brain surgery. It was a whole raft of stuff.
He turns 62 today. Actress, B-movie actress, Pia Zadora.
Oh, yes.
Is 67.
She was the little girl, one of the little alien girls in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, Preston.
Oh, my God. Well, that's that's a life-changing role right there.
Do you remember a movie that she was in that was considered completely salacious with Stacy Keach? It was called Butterfly.
Uh-uh.
Her rich husband actually basically bought her a movie to star in.
Okay.
And it was horrible.
Nice. Let's see. Jackie Jackson of the Jacksons.
Oh.
He's the oldest, and he is 70 years old today.
Jackie, can I borrow your hockey equipment?
He was the one, when you see the old footage of them, you could tell he was the oldest. He was the tallest.
Yes.
He was definitely the center of attention. And he turns 70 years old today. So happy birthday, Jackie Jackson, lending his hockey equipment to Michael. From the band Green Day, Mike Dirnt, the bassist, and sings the backups on the songs as well, is turning 49 years old today. I saw a picture of Billy Joe the other day. It was in an interview, and he has definitely got a drastically different look right
now. Does
he? It's got like a beard and wearing a trucker hat. Looked totally different. I would not have realized it was him had it not been for the caption saying that it was him. But I always like Mike Dirnt. I think he's a solid part of that band, obviously. He's 49 today. Anna Gasteyer.
Yes.
Former SNL cast member and pops up in all kinds of movies.
One of the best Celine Dion impressions you'll ever hear.
Most definitely.
Awesome.
She is 54 today. Actor Richard Jenkins. Steve.
Yes.
He's the father.
I got it.
Play it in Step Brothers, and you've got to love his character in that movie. But not besides that, though, he's been nominated for 2 Oscars. I was not aware of that.
Yes, he's great. He's here we go.
I don't give a f-.
That's him. He was nominated for 2 Academy Awards for The Visitor and The Shape of Water.
He's really good. Did you see The Shape of Water?
I never did.
It's a really good movie. It has Disney-esque fantasy elements to it, but it's also it's got a heavier side.
He's also in the show 6 Feet Under. He's the patriarch of the family. Spoiler alert: he dies
in. Don't give a f-.
He dies in the very first episode. However, he appears in every single episode.
Okay,
when they like daydream or he's like. So he's kind of there for, like, advice for the entire run of the series. He's an awesome series.
So 74 today. The great Rory McIlroy, pro golfer, turns 32 years old today. And then a local celeb in the world of sports, Mr. James Van Riemsdyk, also turns 32 years old. So happy birthday to JVR. And let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Count Dooku is also known as whom? 215-263-WMMR. And I will go to Dave to see if we can get the answer. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, it.
Good morning. Dave, Count Dooku is also known as whom?
Darth Tyrannus.
Yes, that's correct, yes. Is it Tyrannus?
Tyrannus. Yeah, like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay,
Darth
gotcha.
Tyrannus,
but Dave knew that. He didn't look that up.
No. He wasn't reading
I'm worried about Darth Tiramisu.
So hang on, Dave. We are going to set you up, sir, with a $150 Fogo de Chão gift card, and you can try the new bone-in ribeye premium cut included as a part of Fogo's full churrasco service. You can welcome to what's next at Fogo de Chão and make reservations for Fogo in Center City and King of Prussia at Fogo.com. Let's get into the entertainment stories. We're going to start with this one from the world of finance but celebrity nonetheless. Bill and Melinda Gates are ending their marriage after 27 years.
Yeah, man.
They announced it in a statement on their verified Twitter accounts. The statement reads, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. The couple founded their philanthropic organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, together in 2000. And since then, the foundation has spent $53.8 billion on a wide range of initiatives related to global health, poverty, alleviation, and more. It really is a great organization.
Crazy amount of money. I was reading extensively about them last night and today, and they had pictures of their Seattle home as it was under construction.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it? This? It's just as you would imagine.
I saw one
beyond
of his
sprawling
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this is when some of this tech stuff was still in its infancy. But you would wear a sensor on you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever room you would walk in would have the proper ambiance for you.
Right. The smart home,
lighting, music, and all the stuff. And this was decades ago.
Yeah.
You know, that they were doing that.
So will this be another Bezos payout or split or whatever?
They did not have a prenup, but they did have this agreement that was whatever version of it's sort of a quasi prenup, and they've already had the vast majority of the hashing out of who gets what, which is, as you can imagine, incredibly extensive, has already been done.
But I mean, so do you think she's going to be like one of the richest women in the world?
Yeah, there's no choice about it.
These statements say, we've raised three incredible children, built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives.
Did you know they had three kids?
No.
Yeah.
We continue to share belief in that mission and will continue our work together at the foundation, but we no longer believe that we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. Melinda filed a petition for divorce in King County, Washington on Monday, asking a judge to dissolve the marriage based on the couple's separation contract. No financial details were included in the publicly available documents.
A separation contract?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, I can't help but putting two and two together. Mark Anthony's still single. Do you think that he came between them in this relationship?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bill, by the way, as you know, one of the richest individuals in the world. His net worth was $137 billion as of February. Bill and Melinda met at Microsoft. She started as a product manager as the only woman in the first class of MBA graduates to join the company and eventually rose to the ranks to become general manager of information products. They met shortly after she joined the company in 1987 at a business center in New York.
So caught his eye. He was a billionaire at 31, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
Which is, that's some crazy money.
Yeah.
Imagine you at 31 if you had a billion, what you would do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's
wow.
Crazy.
So they're no longer. And we'll see where this goes. But, I don't know if they're going to keep their Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation together or not.
He's not a particularly attractive guy. I wonder if he'll be able to find women, Preston.
We'll see. Billie Eilish, by the way, is set to make history as the youngest co-chair of the Met Gala. Vogue praised the 19-year-old singer style in their announcement on Monday, writing, Eilish's willingness to embrace an aesthetic as innovative as her music has pushed emerging brands into the limelight and challenging old rules and how a pop star should dress. She will co-host the Met Gala along with tennis star Naomi Osaka, poet Amanda Gorman, and Timothy Chalamet of the dress code for September 13th's event. Will be American Independence. She recently posed in Vogue in pinup style.
Yeah.
A totally different look for her.
Completely different.
She still looks absolutely bored and disgusted out of her mind, which is just kind of her standard facial expression.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
who she is. But I would, you know, I would hope you'd be happy with all the success you're having.
So
you know,
which style is Vogue?
The baggy style.
The baggy style.
So you're going to see all these celebrities showing up with super big sweaters.
You know, okay, Vogue, you can kiss my ass, man. Like... You know, like,
you know, you're coming in Vogue now.
Well, that style is only okay if you're a successful pop artist, but anybody else, you're a freaking slob.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she's going to, that won't be the, in fact, I think probably this whole revamping of her look is so she'll be more in line with the Met Gala.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to go towards the Eilish clothing style. She's going to move more towards their style.
I mean, that's fashion case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you've got money, you can dress trashy and it's fashionable.
You set the trend.
Yeah, right.
Like
exactly.
Derelict.
Exactly.
Derelict my
precisely. Rebel Wilson says she got bad news amid her fertility struggle. The 41-year-old has always been open with her followers on social media amid ups and downs. And she shared a somber message on Instagram writing, "I got some bad news today. And didn't have anyone to share it with, but I guess I got to tell someone." While she didn't directly say what the bad news entailed, she did go on to write, "To all the women out there struggling with fertility, I feel ya. The universe works in mysterious ways, and sometimes it all doesn't make sense. But I hope there's light to shine through all the dark clouds."
So she broke up with that Bush heir. She was
Jacob
dating,
Bush,
right?
Yeah, they split in February.
Right.
In December, she opened up about how freezing her eggs inspired her year of health in 2020. She added, of turning 40 last year, she said, as all good career women out there should know, if that's something that interests you, it's a pretty good time to do it. Getting to 40 is kind of even leaving it a little too late. It's better to do it a bit earlier if you can.
All right.
Meaning, I guess, freezing her eggs. I'm not 100% sure on that. So, all right, moving on, though. Even A-listers like Will Smith are struggling to stay in shape. Smith admitted that he's in the worst shape of his life as he shared a shirtless picture of himself on Instagram.
It was a funny post.
He wrote, "I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life." And he captioned a picture, which he shared with his 52.7 million followers. Commenter sent him some love. I mean, he's got a pocket. He's got a stomach. And listen, you know, like Steve, I think it was in the zombie movie.
Which one?
I am Legend.
Yeah.
He got
totally
jacked up.
Yeah.
And there's scenes
and for
of him,
Ali,
you know, doing all these pull-ups and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was, you know, you can get there, but maintaining that is a full-time job, man. You got to do it all the time, and sometimes you just back off a bit.
I saw one of the most comprehensive breakdowns of celebrities and the transformations they've made throughout their movie careers and how they get there. And the guy's case is, yes, if you're playing a Spartan soldier,
right,
you should probably look this way. However, understand it's not the norm.
Yeah.
You can, it's almost impossible to maintain that and the way they get to it. But yeah, he looks totally fine. Did you see the Mark Wahlberg transformation, Preston?
No.
So he packed on 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So he's playing, apparently it's a true story of a priest who became a boxer and so on and so forth. But he was, you know, and then of course he immediately peeled it right off. But to see Mark Wahlberg with a little bit of a plunge,
Nick,
it's pretty wild.
Pulled up the picture, yeah.
Yeah, 30 pounds.
I mean, he's in the least flattering place.
Yeah.
He's laying on his back in bed when everything kind of mushes out, you know?
Right.
And he does not look flattering at all. But, yes, Mark can be in unbelievable shape. And also, we know his insane schedule when he is training, because that's been posted before, and it's like, it's not living.
He's up, no,
it's not living.
You're not living. He's waking up at like 3:30 in the gym and having 15 turkey burgers by the time it's 7.
Yeah, so anyhow, Will says he's not in shape anymore. By the way, Questlove wrote, "This is the most amazing post in the history of social media," of him standing there with the pudginess. All right, yesterday was fantastic. Marvel Studios just dropped the trailer for the Phase 4 section of its cinematic universe. And although it's quite thrilling, there's a slight sadness when it comes to at least one of the films. Excuse me, fans finally got confirmation of the title, Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever, which will release on July 8th, 2022, as of now.
The question is, how are they going with the Black Panther?
What are they going to do with Chadwick Boseman being gone? So
I say have Will Smith play him in the shape he is right now.
That remains to be seen. When it comes to filming, though, actress, co-star Letitia Wright, of course, who played T'Challa's younger sister, Shuri, in the first film, said that the thought of the sequel is a little strange, and some fans have speculated that Wright's character, Shuri, could become the main character in the forthcoming sequel, and the film could possibly focus on her ascension, but we do not know that as of now. Another theory, as Steve has pointed out, the possibility of Michael B. Jordan reprising his role as Eric Killmonger, although it's unlikely since the character was killed by Black Panther in the first film, but they've done crazier things in these
movies. They sure have. We thought Bucky was dead.
The super trailer also includes confirmation of other long-awaited films in the Marvel franchise, and just seeing their titles pop up.
So good. You get emotional.
So, cool. So you got Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings, which looks really cool.
How long do we have to spend calming Kathy down from crying yesterday? She's watching it.
By the way, Black Widow comes out on July 9th. Ten Rings comes out on September 3rd. Then you have The Eternals, and that'll be out in November.
That's really wild looking.
It is. I'm intrigued by that. Then you have Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. These are the titles popping up. The Marvels, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. It was pretty cool to see that stuff yesterday. So.
And then the very final one is a nod to Fantastic Four. So at the end, it's the Marvel Phase 4, but it's also the Fantastic Four logo.
I didn't see that.
It's at the very, very end. See right there, Preston?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that is a nod to the fact that there's probably going to start to be these crossovers into the Fantastic Four universe and possibly the X-Men universe.
That's so exciting. Okay.
I did a rare tweet yesterday when this came out, and I retweeted it with a quote that said something along the lines of, basically, we live in a great time in movies right now. Being able to see this stuff realized is just fantastic.
And when you tweeted that, I tweeted at you, Queen.
Queen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the big compliment on...
it is?
No, I didn't know that. Nice. Sorry. Thank you, though. Queen.
Hey, when it comes to Fantastic Four, was there a tease in one of the last... I don't know if it was WandaVision, if it was Falcon Winter Soldier, or if it was Spider-Man. Was there some sort of a tease in one of those where people were lost in space somewhere and...
Well, nothing's coming to mind. Mm-hmm. There was a tease at the end of WandaVision for the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No.
Like an episode and a half left. Sorry. Yeah, I'm way behind.
Yeah, they were dancing around it, Casey, and people were thinking that it might, but I didn't hear anything or see anything.
In WandaVision, people thought that Richard Reed or whatever his name is was going to be showing up. Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. But he did not.
One thing that he did, which is great, and I think this is really the emotional part of it, they had Stan Lee's voiceover talking about the importance of being together with people. Yeah. And then they show a clip of an audience reacting to that sequence in Endgame where Doctor Strange opens up the portals and everyone ports through onto the final battleground.
And then when Cap says Avengers Assemble.
Right.
All right. So it's exciting stuff. This is pretty cool. I don't have anything other than just the basic details of this, but there was a party that all of us would love to have been at. Bruce Springsteen and his wife, Patti Scialfa, had dinner this weekend with some of the planet's most famous people in L.A. The New York Post reported the couple was joined by former President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama, Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw, at Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's Pacific Palisades Mansion.
I was there as well, Preston.
Oh, Regis was there.
Of course, Rita invited me as a special guest. I couldn't really eat the food because I'm just a specter, but it was a great time.
Could you imagine Bruce and Patty, Barack and Michelle, Stephen and Kate, and Tom and Rita?
Who wants some pizza bagels?
That is a get-together. I would have pizza bagels.
What do you think they play? Do they play a game? What's the game you're playing a lot with your kids?
Catan?
Yeah.
Catan.
You think they're playing that?
No.
We'll play some Catan.
The most you can have are six players, if you get the expanded
edition. Two rounds.
So too many people.
No. You play Scattergories is what they do.
Scattergories!
That's it.
I tell you what, I really like to play Stratego.
Yeah.
Stratego. That's a two-person game.
Damn it.
It's not right for a party, unfortunately.
What's a great game for this collection of people? What would you recommend?
Win, lose, or draw.
Win, lose, or draw.
There you go. Been a long time. All right.
Hungry hippos.
Let's see. What else I have here for you, gang? Sad news in the world of motorsports. Bobby Unser, three-time Indianapolis 500 winner and part of the only pair of brothers to win the greatest spectacle in racing, has died His wife, Lisa, confirmed he was 87 years old, died in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at his home of natural causes. He won the Indianapolis 500 in 1968, 1975, and 1981.
Oh, amazing career.
And so the whole family. So his younger brother, Al Unser, one of the only three four-time Indy 500 winners in race history. He won in 70, 71, 78, and 87. And then the Unser family tradition stretch. You remember little Al. Al Unser,
yes.
Jr. won the Indy 500 in 92 and 1994.
How old is Over Unser?
Excuse me?
Over Unser?
There is no Over Unser.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roger Penske said Bobby was a ferocious competitor on the track,
yeah,
and his larger-than-life personality made him one of the most beloved and unique racers that we have ever seen. He was in the U.S. Air Force from 1953 to 55, turned to racing full-time, became one of the greatest racers in Indianapolis Motor Speedway history. He was one of just 10 drivers to win the 500 at least three times, and Unser and Rick Mears are the only drivers to win the 500 in three different decades.
It's amazing.
He was one of six members of the Unser family to race in the Indy 500. He had 10 top 10 finishes and 19 career starts in the Indy and led 10 races for a total of 440 laps. So a legend gone.
Did your grandfather race against him? Was he Indy? What did he race?
He was a sprint car. I don't know if he raced against him, but I mean, I know that name. My dad always talked about him.
Spoke highly of him?
I mean, just of all of them, the whole family. That was just, my dad was a huge NASCAR fan.
Yeah. So sad news there. Some other things to get to. How about, okay.
I was going to
go completely Kardashian-less, but.
No, he needs a Kardashian.
Well, Kim has landed a voiceover role in Paw Patrol, the movie.
Oh, my God. Okay.
On Monday, the first image of her character.
A little doggy.
I know, seriously.
I'm going to wag my tail.
That's what I was thinking.
What's it going to be like?
Where's my water bowl? On Paw Patrol.
On Monday,
woof, woof.
The first image of her character, Dolores, a white poodle, was released. Other characters are being voiced by Tyler Perry, Yada Shahidi. Let's see, who else? Jimmy Kimmel, Ron Pardo, and...
Rob Kardashian?
No, I don't see
him. They never
that.
Hire him for anything.
They don't.
I mean, that's...
What? Woof, woof. I'm going to go run after a kitty cat.
Why couldn't they at least be ironic about it and make her like a German Shepherd or
something?
Yeah, make
her a big slobbering St. Bernard.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Look at all this drool.
Kristen Bell is opening up about the toll of COVID-19 on her mental health. She told Self magazine that she's had trouble distinguishing between, quote, my emotions and someone else's emotions. And that's not a compliment to myself. That's a very dangerous thing to toy with, she said. She also said she was at times in a mental zone that wasn't healthy for my family to be around. So apparently it took its toll.
Well,
she's doing okay.
A lot of people have had heavy, heavy situations, and she had to deal with the relapse of her husband, Dax Shepard.
Yeah, that's correct. Let's see here. Cinderella star Lily James has said that she admits that she has a lot to say about the photos that seem to show that she and Dominic West were having an affair, but that she isn't quite ready to go there yet.
Yeah, this is a weird article. I have a lot to say, but I'm not going to say it now.
All right.
Let us know when you have time to say it.
As you may recall, the 32-year-old and 51-year-old West were photographed cozying up together in Rome. Soon after the shots went public, he rushed home to his wife and staged a photo shoot that involved a PDA outside their home. Catherine Fitzgerald had said, our marriage is strong and we're very much still together. So James, Lily James,
Lily,
told The Guardian, she said, I'm not really willing to talk about that. There is a lot to say, but not now, I'm afraid. She's been apparently, she's moved on with Queens of the Stone Age rocker Michael Schumann.
Huh.
I don't really know Michael.
I'm not familiar.
No. Nobody really knows him.
So next you will be seen in the new BBC adaptation of Nancy Mitford's 1945 novel, The Purest of Love.
Isn't she playing Pamela Anderson, too?
I think we did hear that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think she's playing Pamela Anderson in the story of Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Okay. How about this? Disney Plus is celebrating May the 4th. which is today.
Yeah.
Yay. And their new animated series, Star Wars The Bad Batch, in epic fashion. The streaming platform is marking the unofficial Star Wars Day with the release of the spinoff and several other Star Wars-themed cinematic experiences, including a crossover with The Simpsons.
Huh.
Entitled The Force Awakens From Its Nap. The short follows, or that's what it's called, The Force Awakens From Its Nap. The short follows baby Maggie Simpson in a battle against the dark side, complete with familiar faces from both The Simpsons and Star Wars. The plot summary reads, in a daycare far, far away, but still in Springfield, Maggie is on an epic quest for her stolen pacifier. Her adventure brings her face-to-face with young Padawans, Sith Lords, familiar droids, rebel scum, and an ultimate battle against the dark side in this original short celebrating the Star Wars galaxy.
And that's available on Disney Plus right now?
Yeah, it'll be the first of several from The Simpsons to premiere throughout the year, paying tribute to a few other Disney-owned brands and titles. But yeah, you should be able to get that on Disney Plus now.
Gee, man, if Disney could only accrue some more profitable franchises, right?
Yeah, right? Wow. All right, speaking of franchises... the Law and Order franchise is expanding again at NBC, with the network giving a straight-to-series order for Law and Order for the Defense, which will take a look. I was hoping you were going to do that right then. Which will take a look inside a criminal defense firm. The series...
But will, not with the crime stuff, just running the office and stuff like that.
The series will put the...
Somebody have my stapler?
Lawyers under the microscope.
That's the sound it makes when you staple something together.
Yeah. Listen, we're going out to lunch at 1 o'clock, but we don't want Dave to know. So keep it a secret, all right?
I got you. It will put the lawyers under the microscope along with the criminal justice system.
Hey, lock up when you leave tonight, okay?
Delivering the promise of a contemporary morality tale.
What are they doing in the parking lot?
Who ate the pizza out of the fridge?
Ooh, we had that controversy here.
We got a full-blown memo
recently. Yeah, yeah. That happened.
I saw that come across. What happened?
Somebody had a pizza in the fridge and somebody ate it. Somebody else ate it.
Can you believe that?
Did you eat it?
No.
I thought when you said it, like...
Did you believe that?
Did you believe that?
You know what I thought when I read that was, and I just scanned over it, but that why would you order a pizza and put it in a fridge for a next day meeting?
Well,
it was for a meeting. I didn't read the full...
Or whatever.
No, it was somebody's personal, like, it was like... Two pieces of pizza that was wrapped up. They put it in the fridge for lunch, and somebody went in and ate it.
Then Tony sent out an email that said there was pizza in there for today. Like,
oh, I thought it was just one person's pizza that they put in.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think it was just somebody's lunch.
All right.
Yeah, I think we need clarification on this.
So, like all things Law & Order, the series hails from Dick Wolf, with CSI veteran Carol Mendelsohn set to serve as showrunner and executive producer. So you got two really big names right there.
Order that pizza with crime on top.
My bad.
I know.
Sorry. I actually wasn't sure if I should go with CSI on that one.
I know. That's a good one. You should have gone with CSI.
It sounded CSI.
Yeah.
Law & Order has been the cornerstone of NBC since the original series debuted in 1990. There are currently two shows in the franchise airing on NBC. You have Law & Order SVU, which was renewed for three seasons, and Law & Order Organized Crime, which marked Christopher Maloney's return to the franchise and is seen as a lock for a renewal.
They just keep going.
Yeah, they do.
30 years plus.
All right, we should move over to the clips.
All right. Chris, we put these clips today are so good, we put them on amazing stock paper.
I noticed that. This is like someone's resume.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, listen to this.
Tell me what's the worst attribute
that
you have.
That is the thickest paper we have here. Okay, yeah. So in Wrath of Man, a mysterious stranger goes undercover as a cash truck driver, to find out who murdered his son. And in this clip, Holt McCallany.
You know who he is. He's in...
McCallany.
He's in Mindhunter.
McCallany.
Mindhunter.
Discusses director Guy Ritchie's writing style. Here we go.
You have to discover the rhythms of the dialogue. And in Guy's films, it's all of this clever banter. It's these witty kind of one-liners and this sort of familiarity between the characters. There's a cleverness to it.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah, he plays Tench. Bill Tench in Mindhunter.
He's good.
I like
it. Jason Statham's in it, obviously, right?
Yes.
Here's the next clip. A teen implicated in a robbery turned murder fights for his innocence against criminal justice system and has already judged him in the new Netflix drama Monster. Here star Jeffrey Wright explains how he related to this character.
I don't know if I would have genuinely understood this role if I were not a parent, if I were not the parent of a teenage son growing up in New York City as well, a teenage daughter. But that gave me all the information that was required to kind of conjure this nightmare.
Shut up, dummy.
I'd love to talk to him sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. He's
excellent.
Good.
Monster will be available to stream on Netflix this Friday, by the way. All right, there you go. That's it. That is the total of my entertainment report for you this morning. All right, so we got some stuff to get to today. Big announcement. We're rolling out MMRBQ. We're going to do that around 8 o'clock.
You've
got to
be listening for that.
Yeah, so we've got, we have two things happening, three actually, around that time. We have the Money Clip Contest, we have the Bizarre File, and then we'll have the MMRBQ details. So we're excited about that. Now, also, it's a Tuesday. That means you have a chance for you to win a Preston Steve tattoo. Text the word tattoo to 39333, and then we will grab a random texter, and that person will get a $350 gift certificate for Floating World Tattoo and Piercing. And you can check them out if you want to see their artwork at Floating World Tattoos on Instagram, or their website is floatingworldtattoos.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay there.
Life these days is like drinking from a fire hose 24/7. And you could miss something big. So turn on push notifications in your MMR app. That way, when something really important happens, you'll know. And we promise we won't bug you like those guys selling car warranties.
Yeah, smells like my old girlfriend Teresa in here, right? It really does.
Listen, I don't care how good the trim was, as they say. Uh-huh. It's not worth it.
This is what it smelled like.
Wow, man, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, burnt rubber.
That's weird.
Isn't it, though? I never did figure that out.
What is there a tire fire somewhere in the building here?
Listen, they're doing construction, so it's a ventilation system.
I know, but
so
I'd like to know what we're breathing in.
Oh. I know, whether it's noxious or not.
Carcinogenic.
Yeah, as we sit in our...
Photogenic!
And it has to be coming through the vents.
Do we have those? Yeah, it's
going... Carcinogenic! Photogenic! Analgesic! Why, it's noxious fumes!
We're all gonna die!
It started smelling this way yesterday.
It was horrible.
At some point, there was something in the hallway when we were done with the meeting.
Oh, no, it was in the studio yesterday. See, but it's way worse today, which if you guys didn't smell it yesterday, that means...
No, after our meeting, I went back to the office. I was doing stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God. I actually closed the door for a little bit. Not that helped, but it was something.
Well, so, and it also probably has to do with the vents and where everything's run, because when I work down in the Ben studio, I know what everybody's having for lunch.
Oh,
if they
God.
Use the microwave or anything in the kitchen, it comes into the Ben studio.
No kidding. I'd rather have that than burning tires.
I'm like, ooh, somebody's having reheated pasta.
Now, if we're in real trouble, the smoke alarms, or the fire alarm would be going off, right?
I don't think it's burning. I think it's just slowly killing us with whatever.
Yeah, no, don't worry about the fire. We're just going to pass away quietly in our sleep.
All right. It's just like when you slowly poison someone as opposed to one big dose.
It's
like
when a jet loses cabin pressure and, you start to pass.
If there's dead air, somebody contact the authorities. Yeah.
But at least we're all fairly well groomed and our jet photos will look good.
Yeah, it's a pretty pungent smell that's coming through right now. So, well, we'll hopefully.
But the windows aren't tinted.
we got that going. It's a trade-off.
Well, this is good. Our dying view will be of a clear panorama.
Yeah, they don't tint the windows. And they pump in this noxious smell. Hang on, somebody texted and said the smell is a fan belt overheating because it's loose, needs to be replaced periodically.
So what is somebody when you drive? Don't you leave your car in the parking lot when you come
I've
here?
Smelled that in a car before.
Yeah, we're in a studio.
I don't know.
Somebody says, take your car to work day?
Somebody says maybe the workers are redoing the roof.
That could be it.
And I guess the HVA systems are up there, right?
Yeah, they are. And I've seen a whole bunch of guys up on the roof over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I did too, last week.
This is a really stupid question, so bear with me just for a second. But is there any, like, Steve, you know tech?
I do know tech.
Is there any way to open up windows and not have the outside noise come in? Like, is there like a
noise? There are noise canceling systems.
Yeah.
Yes,
that you can put around a window?
Yeah, well, you can baffle the you can electronically baffle the noise coming in if you have the window open.
I want that.
Then some of their you probably if you have a newer car you are probably unaware that you have a noise baffling electronic noise baffling system. Most do in your car cockpit.
I don't think I did know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how that works?
No.
It's pretty wild. I did.
They burn a tire in your truck.
I did a voiceover for a car maintenance manual that I was reading. So these are industrial voiceover things that you do. And I was reading this out loud into the, and they're recording it. And I'm like, really? I started getting caught up in the systems. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a microphones on the outside of the vehicle that record the sound or that take in the sound that's outside, and then it plays it back to you inside it at some level, the frequencies, and it cancels it out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really weird how it works. I don't, it was a long time ago that I did this, but that's how they use it. They use microphones on the outside and play back the sound that's outside somehow or another inside, and it does this noise-canceling thing. It's this really weird thing.
You remember
in
older cars, so where are you going later on? You'd be talking to your passenger, and, even with the windows closed, but now it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Hey, can and I run into this in all makes of cars, can they fix the sound that it makes when just the back windows are open?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. It's an air pressure thing.
Yeah. Can they fix that?
Do you crack the window in the front seat?
I know, but I don't want to always have to do that.
Burn a tire.
But I don't want to.
I don't like it.
That hurts my ears.
Yeah, that's...
I hate it. Please roll up your window back there.
Yeah. You got to crack one of the other windows. But you don't have to roll it all the way down. You just...
It does. What? The front window?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but I'd rather
sometimes
not have
it's
to do
too
that.
Cold
yeah.
To have the front
oh my God.
Open.
A long ways out to get my flowers.
number of people are texting in saying that it's the most likely the smell, the burning rubber is from a fan belt in the HVAC unit.
Well, someone fix it.
Well,
that
fix
may that. Be it. We'll have to see. All right, I know all this scent is probably not making you guys hungry, but I do have a number of stories that concern the connoisseur. Yeah.
Backing up, and the connoisseur has so many food stories to tell us, he's just busting at the seams.
I did, and this one I love. Red Lobster has released a tutorial for making a corsage and a boutonniere out of their Cheddar Bay biscuits in place of flowers. So if you'd rather...
Man, I like those biscuits.
That's pretty funny.
You love... You like your pickle bouquet that Marissa got you?
It was one of my favorite gifts ever.
You love
biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The brand shared the video via Twitter recently. Red Lobster spokesperson said prom may look a bit different this year, so we thought, why not something different from the traditional boutonnieres and corsages? So
biscuits.
And by the way, the home, the boxed biscuits that you make at your house are just as good as the ones that you get.
Have you guys been doing it?
We've done it several times.
Okay. Who's in charge of that? Carter?
Nah, anybody. Yeah. They're easy to make, so anybody can do that. So I love making those at home, and they are definitely worth it. Steve, you sent me something over
about the pizzas.
Yeah, do you want me to? I didn't.
Really, what it is? Just a listing of the top trendy pizza places in and around Philadelphia.
Oh. Okay,
and if you want to peruse it later, I mean, if you know, it's good, but it's a little bit involved.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
There's 11 places.
Who wrote this article?
I think it's Michael Klein. I'm not sure.
Klein?
You know, he's our food conduit. I sent it to you as well. Did you?
It
get
is. Yes, it's Michael Klein. Yeah, I just pulled it up here.
You said trendy, so it was like pizza gut in there. It's like circles and squares.
Pizza John, but others, a couple of new places with new styles of pizza that I haven't. And honestly, You get a really nice, you know, sort of artisan pizza.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm digging them.
We were at a party on Saturday, a birthday party for our friend Mike and our buddy Brian. It was at his house. They hired a pizza truck.
Oh, I love the pizza truck idea.
To come and cater it. It was excellent. Kathy, I was thinking of you because it was called the Redstone Pizza Truck. And I don't think it was
related.
That Redstone. Maybe it was. I don't know. But they hired
the greatest truck ever.
They hired him to come out and they just made you could eat as much as you wanted
to.
And it was great. And they had all kinds of, like you said, artisan pizzas. They had like pear and gorgonzola and... a spinach and bacon and really good ones.
I had something with, and I'm usually not this way. I don't like fruit on the pizza, but I had something Saturday night. I'm like, that's pretty freaking good.
Huh.
This whole concept. Yeah, there used to be a guy who went around Preston with an actual. I kind of know this. I think I've seen this truck.
That's at the party. That's
yeah.
a picture
wow.
of it
yeah.
at the party. Yeah.
Okay, so all right, so they just paid for the pizza truck to show up,
yes,
right?
Somebody paid for footed the bill.
How much is something like that? I'm sure you didn't ask.
I did ask.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you want to know?
Yes.
I'm going to embarrass somebody who paid for it, but for 2 hours with tip and everything, it was about $1,000.
That's not that. Well, so
to
the feed only
a part, to cater a party fully with a lot of people?
The only reason I ask, and, you know, it's kind of like too late right now, but, you know, like my son is graduating eighth grade and, you know, they're talking about this eighth grade dance. They're actually having it indoors, but they have, you know, and I was like, why not have it outdoors and get all the food trucks, get a pizza truck, you know. Dude, Annie Ann's
trampoline.
Has a food truck now.
Yeah, I heard you say that the other day.
Yes.
Annie Ann's, yeah.
Annie Ann's has a food truck.
Oh,
but
by the way, so the other food trucks that
yeah.
she was going to hire for this party,
mm-hmm.
She ended up getting the pizza. The ones that were taken, that were booked up, were there's a tater tot truck.
Tater tots?
Tater tots and french fries comes with, like, and you can get them in different variations loaded with all kinds of stuff.
Tater tots.
There was a waffle truck.
Oh,
waffles. I love waffles.
God. They have the waffle truck at one of the shopping centers near me every Wednesday. They do like waffles and ice cream.
So you can hire these trucks.
Yeah.
For private parties, it's a little more expensive, but it might be worth it if you're having a big event.
Chestnut Hill has every Saturday they have like a collection of the police trucks and some produce in this kind of weird cobblestone area off of Germantown Avenue. And I think it's the very same truck, Preston. The waffle truck is there and it's a super hit.
Nice.
Do they have a system on how to butter every single nook and cranny in that waffle?
Ice cream.
I thought you...
Hi, my name is Kathy Romano. I'm here to teach you how to put butter in every one of your holes.
I thought you had patented that.
Well, I did, and I wasn't sure if the word had gotten to them yet.
All right.
Well, maybe you need to have a conference with them. Some Zoom chat.
Unbutterable. If you remember, that
can't
was...
get butter in every little cube of my waffle. I feel incomplete.
Yeah.
It's okay. Things are going to change.
Steve, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it, Kathy. Every hole.
All right. So I'll mention these if you want, Steve, these names. I'm not going to go into the descriptions, but Michael Klein writes, best new pizza to eat in Philly right now. Down North Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll stop there.
So I keep wanting to go there, but I can't get in because
it's can't.
So, well, it's still popular, but also what
a
I
a lot
love,
of these are obnoxiously trendy too. That they you
well, this
order,
one's not.
You order a pizza and you get it 8 months later if you're lucky.
This one's not. What I like about this particular place is that they are helping out people that are coming out of prison, right?
Okay.
And so a lot of times
I love prison Chi-Chi pizza.
Well, no, when you're coming out of prison, it's tough to find
Chi-Chi
employment.
Chi-Chi pizza. That's a great restaurant name.
Casey, come on.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Chi-Chi pizza.
You're pretty good. That's pretty good.
Made with cheese that's heated between your thighs.
But it's tough to find employment. So what they do here is they're helping people coming out
that
have been.
Incarcerated, Lloyd.
But rehabbed. What do they call that?
Rehabilitated.
Penitentiary, rehabilitated, all of that stuff.
For Micah, Ocelot.
Well, Ocelot is good.
Yeah. Potent Potables.
Yes.
But I guess rehabilitated. I guess I was going for the Shawshank line there.
Right.
All right. Then we have Pizza John. You mentioned that.
Which is in down in Manayunk, yes?
Good Pizza, yes. Then you have Pizza Gut. Pizzata Pizza.
Haven't had that one yet.
Sally is another one. Angelo Pizza. Pizza Crime. Mm-hmm. These are all pizza joints that Michael Klein says you need to go check out.
Well, I'm really excited for this new trend of pizza, this artisan thing. Like, I'm a big fan.
I'm down. The problem is I haven't gotten to a lot of these places because like Pizza John down in Manayunk, it's only open for a few hours, like on 2 days or something like that. And otherwise, Preston, you go by the place, it always looks closed, but they're doing incredible business because they make a certain amount of pizzas and they're already spoken for.
Is that what you need to do?
I know.
Is that what you need to do?
I know.
Just pretend like we're only, sorry, can't help you. You're too late.
Oh, my God, yes. That's forever been. Yeah. I remember walking into, like, clubs when I was in my 20s, right when I turned 21.
Right.
And you know,
looking all slutty. Where's your pizza?
Well, no, there was the line out the door.
Yes.
And then all the hot girls would walk over to the bouncer. He'd make you wait for a little bit, and then he'd let you in, and you'd get in, and it'd be like half
Josh,
empty.
I really like a pizza.
No, I know what you're saying. It's just the illusion that this is where you need to be because there's a line out here. And right.
Exactly. They build that, and that's purposely, that's a forced, oh, this must be the place. But apparently the pizza is sensational.
Right. Yeah, Marissa's trying to jump in here.
I just wanted to say, it feels unobtainable, but just go get a reservation, and it's not that hard.
Yeah, and also, it would be a lot different. So, Kathy, with the nightclub thing, when you go in and the place is half full, you're like, okay, well, this sucks, right? But if the pizza's good, then it's totally worth it, and the pizza's really good.
Like, you got to back it up.
Yeah, does it help, sure. Case, like, a pizza joint if you show a little skin?
I don't know.
Like booty shorts or something?
Because my skin's not that great. Pizza Guy, that's the guy who owns Circles and Squares.
Ah.
And so I have gotten my pizza from there, and it's really good. Pizza John, I did Pizza John, but that was before they were Manion. This dude was, like, doing pop-ups. He was basically cooking out of people's kitchens and stuff like that. So right. I didn't know that he actually anchored down somewhere.
Well, it's never been a better time for pizza, according to Michael.
Marissa's giving me a no. They're not anchored down, or they are anchored down?
What is it like, Pandora?
I think you're thinking of Parmesan.
I'm thinking of Parmesan.
Pizza John is the one on Main Street, and he was cooking out of his house and then got this spot. But it's like, I mean, you think about pizza, and you just want to, like, walk in, grab a slice, and go.
Yeah.
But something like Pizza John, you go, you order your pie, and then you come back, like, an hour later. So it's like an experience.
All right.
Wait, is part of the experience leaving?
Well, I mean, it's like going down the shore and waiting in line for an hour for ice cream.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
That's an experience I don't want to be a part of.
I don't want to wait an hour for anything.
No, yeah. I don't. And I agree, Preston. I don't. For life-saving surgery, I wouldn't wait an hour.
God.
Yeah, but I find it. Most of these places, you're not going to wait an hour. That's what's out there. That's what they say. If you go down there, you're going to be able to get this pizza.
I mean, we're looking at some incredible pictures of food that looks sensational. I don't care. I mean, to me, if I have to, you know, if I have to deal with a concierge and maybe they can squeeze me in for a slice of pizza, to me, it's like, come on.
Steve, I have been following this guy on Instagram. He is it's a pop-up cheeseburger guy. His name is Burger Buff.
Yeah.
And he has not come anywhere near where I'm at. And I'm like, but I'm jonesing for it, right? And I see it on Instagram. Yeah. And he's like, okay, we're going to be in. And he's like 2 hours from me. Like, and, you know, if I'm down the shore, he's going to be in Delco. And if I'm in Delco, he's down the shore. But, like, this is...
Maybe he's trying to avoid you.
He might be. He might be, but...
I'm looking at the pictures. The burgers look good. You know, the guy who used to run the restaurant here in the building, and we've mentioned before...
Yeah, Damon.
Yeah, he has a couple of pop-up burger places that are doing really well as...
He's a food truck guy.
Yeah, all over the city.
Yeah, this is Casey. This is a food truck or...
No,
he's just... an actual pop-up place?
He just pops up at places. Right. Like, so... the reason I even found out about him, I was telling you about the place I go to in Lynnwood, New Jersey, Bakeria 1010. I think he did a pop-up there. Mm. And so these guys are all kind of collabing. They, you know, they get the message, let's collab, and they do.
He looks mean. I'm looking at a picture.
Oh, man, you want one of my burgers? Yeah. Yeah, go to hell.
Punch in the face.
Yeah, I once dated a girl that smelled like rubber.
Well, maybe he and I can connect on that level. Anyhow, Michael Klein's got the pizza joint thing if you want to check that article out. What else I have
here? The connoisseur. What do we have, connoisseur? What's up? What's the eat? What do we got? What's the name?
All right, we're gonna go to this. The order up. Fans came out en masse to celebrate Orlando's new White Castle, the largest ever outlet of the food chain. On its opening day on Monday, some even camped out overnight to wait in line to get into White Castle.
So White Castle has this legend and lore. It has movies based on the pursuit of White Castle. All the time growing up in New York, White Castle was the, you know, that would be, we'd get a group of people together, let's go to White Castle.
Oh, it was our late night joint in St. Louis, for sure. I mean, because they were all over the place, and they're open 24 hours,
right.
And, you know. And you could go order, you know, 25 hamburgers, and that is not out of the ordinary.
And that's your order. Yeah, one order.
I would always get, I would get 4 double cheeseburgers, and I would be absolutely stuffed after those. But I love White Castle.
So
I would, if there were one nearby, I would easily swing by there from time to time. They're simple. They taste good. It's all there is to it.
They melt in your mouth.
This new location is 4,567 square feet. which is set to eventually operate 24 hours a day. And people came and they slept out all night to be there for the opening day.
Was there some sort of deal associated with that? Did the first 100 people get White Castle for the rest of their natural lives?
It was just
excitement
over it and being there to be the first, yeah.
I can sort of see that. I'd be curious to be inside a White Castle that big because they're usually just fairly small, a couple of bench seats and, you know, that's what...
You can see the sleeping out for White Castle?
Yeah. I mean, for the excitement of White Castle.
If you don't have anything like that around you.
Or loved ones or food at home.
Yeah, or a sense of what's real.
Right. Listen, these are the same people, you know, on another level that wait in line for a week for the new Star Wars movie.
I know. We're making fun of the people who are waiting for an hour for pizza and then, you know, sleeping out for White Castle.
White Castle seems normal.
Pizza and burgers are different.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, man, come on.
If you haven't set your priorities, then you're not going to understand it.
I wouldn't say I would do this.
Okay, but you can see it happening.
Yeah. Well, for the White Castle has such a lore and legend associated with it.
It's kind of like In-N-Out. When In-N-Out had opened a new location, I guess maybe it was in the Midwest somewhere. Maybe it might have even been in Colorado, but, you know, people were waiting for... Yeah. Ever for that.
Yep, I could see
some big in and out converts.
White Castle CEO Lisa Ingram said, "This is the largest White Castle in the system, and we built it because we figured that in Florida they would have the largest craving for our products. Florida is obviously a very big state, so we're excited about being here in Central Florida and look forward to our continued relationship."
Is there a signature dessert at a White Castle?
Creme brulee.
I just had their milkshakes.
That's what I was wondering.
Me too, yeah.
But I don't remember
I don't remember dessert.
Standing out.
Cherry's Jubilee.
You know what they had? They had chicken rings, they called them. Essentially, instead of nuggets, they were shaped like an onion ring. And they were deep fried, you know, chicken breasts.
One chicken ring to lead them all.
Material. So I used to get those.
Okay.
Lord of the Clucks.
Lord of the Clucks. I like that. Gene, you're here.
They got good desserts at In-N-Out Burgers. They have shakes there, too, but they're like, standard shakes, but I don't know, something better about them. They're better than McDonald's shakes.
Yep.
You would camp out for that, right?
I wouldn't camp out for it, but I've gone out of my way, to go to an In-N-Out Burger.
Well, that's the whole original Harold and Kumar. They go sort of out of their way to, the White Castle.
Of course, they're stoned.
Yeah. Speaking of McDonald's shakes, I completely lost out on and forgot about the Shamrock Shake. Is that long gone now?
No, it was back for St. Patrick's Day.
He means now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think they're gone.
Gone,
I think they're
gone, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, we grabbed a couple. My daughter loves those, so we made sure we took advantage of
them. Usually they stick around literally until they run out of the material. Like, they'll keep them well past St. Patrick's Day, but once they're done for the year, they're done for the year.
They should let you know stuff like that. Like, that's one great thing about White Castle. I have a strong memory of going in when they were out of shakes, and the attendant behind the counter, as I literally walked in, said, "Mother effing machine is broken!"
All right, so what else? I have something completely different. Some people think that they look good in a restaurant and save a few bucks if they order the second most expensive wine on the list. And this has led to the widely held idea that the second cheapest wine on a list is a ripoff. But a new study finds it's not the case. Researchers from the London School of Economics compared 6,000 wines and found... the biggest ripoff lies somewhere in the middle, with the third cheapest bottle usually having the biggest markup.
All right, so people are playing the markup.
Yeah.
It's what they're trying to play against.
Wine markups at restaurants are ridiculous.
Right.
If you look at the prices versus a bottle at a liquor store, you pay way more when you're at the restaurant.
The proof is if you ever do so I don't drink, obviously, but anytime I've been together or picked up the bill, like at a BYOB, as opposed to a place where they're... It's just...
Huge difference.
Well, yeah.
What are they... Do they give us some of this food for free?
Right.
Always put the bill at a BYOB.
Yeah.
A lot of the... if you know the wine that you like and you know what you're drinking, like, I've found stuff that I like and I'm surprised, like, shocked at the price at the restaurant and how cheap it is.
Right.
Yes, it is a huge markup, but, like, there are a couple of bottles that I like and I'm like, I don't understand why it's... only this price at this restaurant.
Well, like a Nobilo? It's very bad wine.
No, not Nobilo. Nobilo is, that's like over, I think over 50 at restaurants now. And you can get it for like, I think it's $12.99, $13.99 at the liquor store. So it is a markup like that. But no.
I'll have a bottle of the Paw Patrol.
Nick, I found it on a more expensive wines. So like the more expensive it is, the shock, like the you'll get a decent price at some certain restaurants.
Is it worse in Pennsylvania than in other states?
The markup at restaurants? I don't know. You know what? And I'm sure it varies from restaurant to restaurant, right? They're going to...
Yeah.
It's pretty wild that we allow this to happen, right? Like, if we just didn't buy it, then maybe they would knock the price down. You talk about, like, beer prices at, sporting events and stuff like that.
You're going to do it, though.
You're going to do
it. They know it. Yeah, they listen. If I go, the second I go into, like, the Wells Fargo and I smell the popcorn and or the chicken fingers, I'm like, yeah, I could go for some $70 chicken fingers.
Right. It reminds me of...
$100 for popcorn? Yeah.
Reminds me of... 40-year-old virgin. I love $10 beer night.
Yeah.
<It's>, they get
it's
you.
It's great.
What's the largest uncorking fee that you've ever paid at a BYO?
$1,500.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There's an uncorking fee? I don't go to BYOs. I haven't been to one in a long time. There's an uncorking fee?
The uncorking fees are usually at a restaurant that serves alcohol, isn't it?
No, it's usually like at a BYO. They'll charge you just to open your bottle.
So I've never had an uncorking fee at a BYOB, or at least I didn't know. But I did have one at a restaurant that served alcohol, and they let us bring our alcohol in, but they charged us to uncork it. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
How much they charge you?
I forget. It was like we did like a little private party. So, you know, we brought we brought more than one bottle in. And yeah, it was a decent.
How much they charge to spoon feed you?
But it was cheaper for us to do that and pay their uncorking fee than it was to buy their alcohol package.
I'm going to go to Dave. He's got a comment on this. Hey, Dave, you're on the air. Good morning.
Gadzooks,
dude. What's up?
So a couple years ago, we were at a work event up in New York at the Palm, sitting down to eat, maybe like 20 of us or so. The bill's getting pretty high. And, of course, I was sitting at the head of the table. The maitre d's coming to me for, like, wine choices and all that stuff. We're like 3 or 4 bottles of wine in at this point. This bottle of wine's like, I don't know, $150, $175. I just see everyone's eyes going crazy with what the bill's going to.
Yeah.
End of the day, we get back home in Delaware, and right at Total Wine, the same wine's like $20, $25.
$20, there you go.
Yeah. It's huge.
Like 5 times markup. It's unbelievable. Yep. Wow. Did you buy that bottle while you were at Total Wine?
I have bought it since we've been there.
Yeah.
And that was a couple years ago. But, yeah, I've gotten it a handful of times, yeah.
So nice. The original bottle was $200, and it was that's 10 times markup. Yeah. I thought it was $100. Wow.
Yeah, it was something like $150, $175.
Jesus,
like that. It was a while ago, but yeah, it's like $25 a total one.
Wow. All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man. All right, yep, they get you, dude. They absolutely will get you. Do we got to wrap it up?
I think we should,
all right,
because we got a lot of stuff happening in the next break.
And super duper important stuff.
Yes, we do. All right, so sorry, got to take the apron off. Yep, we're
gonna.
I have more stories that we'll get to eventually. Hey, but remember, today's Tattoos Day. We have your chance to win a Preston and Steve tattoo. Text word tattoo 39333. We would love for you to win that. And if you are interested in winning some money, stick around, because when we get back, we are going to get into the money clip word for you today. And MMRBQ announcement. That's right. We got the details. We'll be back in a second. Stay there.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, let's do this first.
93.3 WMMR.
No. We're doing this first. Hang on.
93.3 WMMR.
No, let me do this.
It's time for a Preston.
There you go. That's what I wanted to do.
Presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Mulch Works. Sebastian offers the highest quality mulch and topsoil that is manufactured on site. And they also have leaf compost, decorative stone pavers, and more. Mulch Works has delivery or pickup for residential and commercial markets. Visit mulchfist.com for details. And again, a little bit short on this because we got a lot to get to. But this one, I've got to share. This took place at, according to Scan Nashville on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Kathy knows what I'm talking about. A call came over the Metro Nashville police radio for assistance at Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Now, Kathy's been there before.
I have been there. It was like a huge party. I was there before the pandemic. Huge party.
Seems there was a man who was stirring up a crap storm at the bar. And by that, I mean he had removed his colostomy bag and was flinging literal poop around at others.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
And what night did they do that?
According to the scanner traffic, this is the third time police had been in contact with the man that night.
Oh my God.
He had previously refused medical attention both times.
I'm going to make it rain.
Then when police encountered the man again, he removed his colostomy bag and began flinging the poop on the responding officers as well.
Not the same at all. However, that was the place where the singer on stage was sipping her beer and then spitting it all over the crowd.
Sounds like a great place.
The man was eventually arrested, and at least one officer was temporarily out of service, having to run home to make a wardrobe change.
Why? Didn't want to hang out the rest of the night, bathe in that crap?
No word yet on what charges the man is facing.
Oh my God.
Here's a really disturbing story for you.
As if that one wasn't.
Out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Ah!
Yep. You guys are going to love this one. This is
horrible.
This is terrible. A man is accused of barbecuing his dead dog on a charcoal grill.
No!
In Bucks County?
On April 30th, shortly after 7 a.m., police were called to a home in Churchville, Northampton Township.
Oh, that's not even that bad of an area.
For a report of a fire pit and a couch on fire in the front yard. And when they arrived, they found the homeowner, Nikolai Lukyanchenkov, sitting on a bench near the fire. Police also spotted a gun on a bench directly to the right of Lukyanchenkov. When the fire was placed under control, police observed a badly burned and charred dead animal on top of a small metal charcoal grill. Police determined the animal was his dog, whom he had burned on the grill. Lukyanchenkov was arrested and charged with aggravated cruelty to animals, discharge of firearm into an occupied structure, and other related offenses. He was sent to the Bucks County Corrections with bail set at $1 million.
Did they determine that he shot it first and then cooked it, or did he burn it alive?
I don't even know if it was dead. Jesus. It may have been dead naturally, and he decided to burn it. I have no idea.
Maybe
Steve.
I'll burn it up.
On Sunday, a man, this is a harrowing story. On Sunday, a man saved an infant from drowning in the Assawoman Bay. Is that how you say it? It's in Ocean City, Maryland.
It's quite an ass on that woman.
After the baby fell from a car teetering off of a bridge on Route 90.
Did you see this? It's astonishing. I'm amazed this baby survived.
At around 2:47 p.m., Ocean City Communications sent Ocean City Fire and Police units to the bridge for a vehicle crash with injuries. A fire marshal quickly arrived on the scene and informed communications one vehicle was half over the guardrail and multiple people were injured. The call was upgraded to a rescue response. And during the collision, a baby was ejected from the car, teetering over the guardrail, and landed in the bay. Oh, and then a good Samaritan just jumped over the guardrail, jumped into the bay, rescued the infant. Firefighters secured the vehicle with rescue tools while paramedics treated multiple priority patients.
It's just amazing. What a hero. The collision, and then 30 feet down to the water.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the police are currently investigating the cause of the accident. I'm sorry to keep it short.
We got
to
do this.
Bizarre File Gang, but it is 8:02 and we are late. We got to do this.
93.3 WMMR. It's time for a Preston and Steve money clip.
Where are the sausages? I want sausages. I want sausages.
Now, here's your money clip keyword.
All right, the word is fortune. F-O-R-T-U-N-E. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. Three ways for you to do it. You can text it the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to be entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. By the way, you could win both the $500 and the $10,000 if you do it that way. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. That person will get a call from our company, Beasley, so make sure that you answer your phone. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. Sponsored by Hyundai City. So again, the word for you is Fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Good luck to you, my friend. All right. It is announcement time, friends. And it's been a long time coming.
Sure has.
Been a while since we've had an MMRBQ. We didn't get to have one last year. We had announced it. We had postponed it, moved it, canceled it. And it's just the way the world was in that, you know, that odd time period. And we're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. And part of that light is the announcement of this event. So we are excited to bring you the details for the MMRBQ 2021. The date for you to jot down is Saturday, September 25th. It will be at BB&T Pavilion. Tickets will be on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. And we're going to roll out the lineup for you. MMR is happy to welcome to the MMRBQ 2021. You ready? Jane's Addiction. Yeah! Perry Farrell and company will be on the big stage.
That's freaking awesome.
And when I tell you they put on an energetic show,
they do.
You better believe we mean it. Also at MMRBQ will be The Offspring. Just spoke to Dexter not that long ago. Camp Out for Hunger. They're well aware of Philadelphia and WMMR. Love this town, love this radio station. They will love to play for you. Also at the event will be Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, the big veterans on our show.
Great, great show.
And you've seen them hopefully before. If not, we'd love to make this your first time. But they do nothing but satisfy the audience. It's what they've been doing for ages, and they will do it for us at the MMRBQ. So another band, let's get a little more recent. They've performed here in our studio. They are definitely purveyors of bluesy rock that will make you party. It's Dirty Honey.
Yeah!
Energetic music, soulful rock and roll.
Love it.
They're going to fill that stadium with sound on September 25th, the BB&T Pavilion, Dirty Honey. Now, really excited about this next one. It's been a tough couple of years for him, but he is back and proved that he can absolutely play at write and perform music with the best of them. We are excited to welcome Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yeah!
Mammoth WVH will be performing, and this will be our first time ever encountering Wolfgang.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yep. The music we've heard so far has been very impressive, and we're excited about them. So, Wolfgang Van Halen and the band Mammoth at MMRBQ 2021. Yet another performer that stopped by this very studio and did some acoustic performances for us. Ready to plug in and get loud at MMRBQ 2021 will be Dorothy.
Yeah! She's awesome.
Yes, she is a, at this point now, a veteran performer. She is proven time and time again that she can fill up large venues with that voice of hers. So we're excited to have Dorothy at the MMRBQ. Now, another band that's going to be on board, and to be honest, or performer, I should say, I don't know much about him, but I like what I've heard so far. We're excited to have at the MMRBQ, Aaron Jones.
Yeah!
Aaron Jones. And we'll learn together. If you don't know much about him, join us. But the dude can play, I mean, from what I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sing. So, Aaron Jones. And then one more. We always have a Jackson's Local Shot performance
And this year, it will be from Foxtrot and the Get Down. Yeah.
I like this.
The local flavor is always a wonderful thing to have at the MMRBQ. So, once again, the details, if you're just tuning in, Saturday, September 25th, BB&T Pavilion, MMRBQ, starring Jane's Addiction, The Offspring, Cheap Trick, Dirty Honey, Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen, Dorothy, Aaron Jones, and Jackson's Local Shots artist, Foxtrot and the Get Down. By the way, there will be a general admission portion for the day, meaning no matter where your tickets are, even if they're in lawn,
yeah,
you'll be able to come down to the pavilion and you'll be able to watch the Foxtrot and the Get Down, Aaron Jones, Dorothy, Mammoth, Dirty Honey, all that down in the pavilion. And then the main stage set will be when Cheap Trick hits the stage, then The Offspring and Jane's Addiction. Tickets, by the way, start at just $25 for the lawn.
That's awesome.
That'll be while supplies last. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. There's no pre-sale this time around, so you just get them while you get them. Friday is when that starts. Again, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. They start at $25 for the lawn. WMMRBQ 2021 will follow all established safety protocols in place at the time of the event. So
yes.
If there's if everything is wide open, then the event will be wide open. If there are some distancing rules or masks and so on, we will follow those at the time. You can get all the details at WMMR.com, including our MMRBQ weekend, which will be blocks of this year's bands all weekend long. So there it is.
I'm looking at this poster for the lineup. Listen, it's, as you said, Preston, it feels like it's been 10 years since we've had live entertainment. That is a hell of a bill, and that is a strong way to come back to the RBQ.
I saw Jane's Addiction play the Spectrum.
Yeah,
and
I was there.
And just kind of went as in, yeah, all right, I like a couple songs, I'll go.
Yeah.
And I was blown away.
Yeah.
They were absolutely phenomenal.
By the way, it's rare. Listen, it was rare prior to all the crap that went down. They didn't, you know, they were not we're always on tour kind of band.
Right,
it was few and far between. It's a great opportunity to see them.
Perry Farrell is a hell of a front man.
Yeah.
He's a really cool character. And so you're going to get your money's worth. Offspring has proven time and time again that they know how to bring it. And they have so many. I mean, they're like the catalog band that's going to be there. So many songs.
And you make a good point with the catalog thing, too. What you do get in these shows is you get the creme de la creme of their selections. They're going to play what you want to hear.
Cheap Trick, I mean, what can you say? Stadium Rock.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're ready to go. And then I'm excited to see what Dirty Honey and Mammoth and Dorothy and Aaron Jones, who I'm not that familiar with and I'm excited to get to know. And then obviously we always get some local flavor with Foxtrot and the Get Down. So
Dirty Honey just basically started. We had them in, you know, I mean, they were getting a lot of traction. The steam was building. They were moving along. And then everything, as with everything else, stopped. So now they're going to be unleashed again.
Self-made band, by the way. No record label.
No.
You know, so they are driven, which is great. So there it is. It's all out for you. Make sure that you get your tickets. Set a little reminder for Friday at 10 a.m. Don't miss the, if you want to be right down front, get those tickets early.
Yeah.
And join us because we will all be there for it. All right. And there's your announcement. You still, by the way, have a few minutes left to get in on the $500 for the Preston Steve Money Clip giveaway. The word is fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Let's see if you end up winning that $500, your first stop on that money train today. We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Small Business Love You, Help You line.
Hey, you guys rock. My name is Caitlin. I own Makers Off Main in Doylestown with my partner, Wendy Stone. We host 90 local makers and artists and crafters in the Bucks County area. Our website's makersoffmain.com, and you can find us on Facebook, Makers Off Main. Thanks.
Next message.
Hey, this is Sherry Onesti with U.S. Electrical Services, located in South Jersey. With over 30 years' experience, we help you with electrical installations, renovations, and maintenance. We serve the South Jersey, Delaware, and Philadelphia areas, and we do residential, industrial, as well as commercial work. For a free estimate, go to www.uselectricalservices.com. Thanks, and have a great day.
the Love You, Help You line. Shop local because small business needs our help. Find out more at PrestonandSteve.com. 93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first. Sponsored by DellAutoGroup.com, where Jack really does sell them for less.
Did I hear an octopus? That's what I thought.
Wait,
I heard.
What the hell was that?
That's Steve making that noise. By the way, so they got this text. It's pretty interesting about the MM Barbecue. Somebody says, you guys better tell Kreischer about Jane's Addiction at the MM Barbecue. He might make it out to hang. He loves Jane's Addiction.
Oh, really?
How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome.
Birdie Boy could come out.
Freak the hell out.
And the audience would go nuts if he got up on stage and said a few words.
Yes, absolutely. We got to make that happen.
See if we can invite him out. Yeah. I think that'd be wonderful. Real quick. So Nick got a note to remind me of something, and neither one of us knows what it means.
Yeah, I put it on my calendar. Let me see. I'm going to write. I read you exactly what I wrote, Preston.
Okay.
And by the way, James Van Riemsdyk is listening, and it's his birthday. So happy birthday, James.
We had mentioned JVR and his birthday. He's listening right now.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bud.
Yeah, man.
And I know it's been a tough season, but you're a good man. So this lady sent me a note, and I wrote it down, and her name is Ann Gorski.
Why does that sound?
I don't know.
It sounds familiar. It really does.
I looked it up, Steve.
I'm thinking of the famous Ann Gorski review.
And I couldn't find anything in my past email correspondences. All it says is, reminder for Preston, Ann Gorski's birthday today.
Wait a second.
Maybe she's a former lover of James Van Riemsdyk.
Maybe.
That we've talked about
she's
before.
Not Burnt Rubber Girl, is she?
No, God,
that's
no.
That's Teresa. Right.
Yeah.
Teresa?
Yeah.
You remember that name, huh?
I said it earlier this morning.
I did, okay.
It smells like Teresa in here.
See, because when you say that, I immediately think Ann Gorski.
But I can't find any context to support this note, and I don't know where it came from.
If I search Ann Gorski, the only thing that comes up is that she lives in San Diego.
That can't be the same Ann Gorski.
Why?
It just can't be.
It wouldn't make sense.
It just can't be.
All right, if anybody knows that reference to Ann Gorski, what that would mean, please enlighten us, because it's a mystery at this point.
We got to the bottom of Talk Like Bill Weston Day, you know, so.
Yeah, we did.
We're still looking for Carmen Sandiego and Ann Gorski.
Yep. Today is May the 4th.
Yay!
And May the 4th be with you. And in fact, in honor of May the 4th, I thought it might be kind of fun to do a quick contest and give some stuff away.
Yes.
And then we can chit-chat a little bit about Star Wars, if you will. But I figured we'd turn this into some opportunities to win.
We do it every year, and you got to look for a different angle on it.
Yep. So we are going to play the bass-ackwards game Star Wars style this morning.
So bass-ackwards this time is really far backwards. Long, long time ago.
Bass Ackwards, by the way, is where we got Rim Job. Do you have that handy, Casey? And you're going to have to run this, by the way.
I got you.
So,
Rim Job one of the original droids?
It could have been. Bajmir was.
Yeah, Bajmir.
And what we didn't know is it was a joke, and then it was Rim Job backwards.
This
so,
one
Rim
is
Job.
Called Rim Job.
Yeah. This all stems back to when I think it was Blink 182.
Yeah.
Blink 182 had Bajmir, and I thought that was funny. And somebody had indicated that Bajmir is Rim Job backwards, so I said it backwards. And then I said Bajmir, and then we got
Rim Job.
We got that out
that's
of it.
That's my favorite one. I know it's like the first, but it's my favorite one.
Well, it's because it's that rare place. It's the first.
It's so
like, oh, my God.
It's pure.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful, simple little thing.
So I've gone back and I've recorded some Star Wars-centric things. Backwards.
Yes.
So I played them. I recorded myself saying them forwards. I listened to it backwards. I got the phonetic pronunciation, recorded that forwards, and it sounds like gibberish. And if you can identify what it is and get it right, we'll play it backwards for you, and you can get a prize if you get it right.
Now, I got to say, Steve, Preston has gotten really, really good at this.
Yes.
But this all came together this morning.
Right.
And what he was able to do in such a short amount of time, I mean, the guy is a master. I said he should probably try and turn pro with this, but he says he loves it too much, so he doesn't want to turn pro.
He could turn pro and dominate the field as he would be the only one doing it.
Right.
Yeah, so that would be amazing. You'd be the you'd be the Michael Jordan of reverse talking.
I relish the love you guys are throwing upon me, but I'm just a
simple man,
just a regular guy.
Yeah, yeah. You put your pants on one leg at a time.
All right. So, hang on a second before we
are we getting answers?
Before we get to the calls and playing Bass Ackwards Star Wars May the 4th, we may have the Ann Gorski thing answered, and I think this is Ann. Ann.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Is this the Ann Gorski?
It is the Ann Gorski.
Hey! Wow. Oh, my
Is it how San Diego?
Is it your birthday today?
So it's not. But last year for my 40th, my sister had sent out cards to people because we couldn't celebrate in a normal way, for people to sign and send back to me to celebrate.
Okay.
And I think this was the date that she may have sent out the cards to people. So if you saw like a postmark or something, that might have been the date. But that my birthday is in June, so that makes sense.
So did Nick probably had it in his calendar to remind you to sign the card, right? And were we supposed to send it back to your sister?
Yeah, or to me. Yeah, it was supposed to be signed and sent back to me.
Did we?
What? We're doing this. We're doing this.
No.
I got some of it right.
Really?
You know what happened? I think, Ann, in deference and explanation, that card probably slid into Preston's porn that he keeps in his briefcase.
Yeah.
And so it might have gotten lost. So, but at least we're making restitution on it now.
Well, and early happy birthday wish to you from the Preston and Steve Show, Ann.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I'm just glad we got it cleared up because that would have driven us crazy. Thank you, Ann.
You're awesome, yeah.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll see you later. Tell your sister we said hi.
I will.
All right. Is it still in your briefcase by any chance?
No.
Okay. No. All the mystery of Ann Gorski has been solved.
Yeah.
All right, so we did an early birthday wish for Ann Gorski. I had this. I meant to do this yesterday. Can I do this real quick?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Paul Gorski?
It is not Paul Gorski. So this was supposed to be done yesterday. This is from Lisa Niesner. She says, my brother Rich is turning 50 on May 3rd, yesterday. He is a UPS driver and listens to the show throughout through the podcast daily. He is a lifelong resident of Broomall. He's an amazing guy, and I'd love it if you guys could send him a super juicy shart for his 50th birthday yesterday.
All right, so here you go.
By the way, Niesner?
Niesner.
I think we need to get Gorski and Niesner together. Yes. I could see a wedding announcement.
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah.
The Gorski-Niesner wedding nuptials will be this weekend.
I know we have the contest coming, but a lot of people are saying you have the card in your briefcase. That you talk about it.
Look in the briefcase. Okay. It's under Massive Jugs magazine.
Oh, man. It's sat in your briefcase.
Ann Gorski. You don't have an Ann Gorski folder in
there? Listen, if I had it, I wouldn't have kept it if it remained
Says you.
There at one point.
You once kept a banana for 9 months.
That's a good point, Steve.
Then I would have gotten rid of it.
Even if you were keeping it for a reason, none of us can remember. You probably found it at some point throughout the year and threw it out.
Let me see. Gorski, and
you have
Gorski.
Any giant lip spreaders in
I
there?
Do. Okay. Oh,
wait, Case, I rarely use my my laptop case, but in there I also have lip spreaders.
Of course, I mean.
Why wouldn't you?
Of course you'd, yeah.
In
what
case.
Modern broadcaster doesn't have lip spreaders?
No Ann Gorski.
Waving off on the Ann Gorski. Right.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
All right, back to the game?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what we're going to do is, and by the way, these phrases, they are either their names or items or they're people or things.
Well, as per the way we've done it before, you might dole out a hint here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's in the Star Wars realm.
Oh, and these are all big things in
the
Star
Wars.
They're all very obvious things. I didn't go deep. I didn't, you know.
Like Darth Gorski.
Right. I didn't do, you know, characters like Salacious Crumb that
right.
you wouldn't
no.
know that are tiny and insignificant. I didn't do, you know, Kashyyyk is the home planet of the Wookiees. I didn't
and
do anything.
And popular
like,
Razor.
These are main characters. No, Shik.
Oh.
Not Kashyyyk. All right. Let's try this out anyway, okay? Right. So we're going to go to Joe. Hey, Joe. How you doing, man? You there, Joe? And Joe has already quit. All right, we'll go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I hope that becomes a thing.
Yes. We were all there on Ann Gorski's birthday.
We are now making this the official. We organically Talk Like Bill Weston Day occurred, so today will be the celebration of Ann Gorski's birthday.
April 21st is Talk Like Bill Weston Day. May the 4th is Star Wars Day and Ann Gorski's birthday.
Nice.
Okay. Brian, are you ready to try this?
Sure.
I'm going to play it for you. If you can get it on the first guess without a clue, You know what I'll do? I'll give him two prizes.
No.
What?
Okay, we don't have enough prizes.
We don't have enough prizes.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so we're not going to do that. No. In fact, we'll take away one prize.
I will.
How about if I get it wrong on the first guess, you give me two prizes.
There you go.
We're not going to do that. Okay. All right, I'll do this, and then I'll give you a vague hint, okay?
All right.
Here it is. This is me saying this phonetically backwards. Here we go. Darth Vader.
No, damn it!
He played the wrong line.
I played the wrong line.
Okay, no, hey, let him guess.
I don't know. What is that, Brian?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Yeah. That's uncanny.
It was really good.
That was actually amazing.
It's a good thing we didn't go with the two prizes.
I would like to hear it backwards.
We're going to do that.
Let's see if I just mix them up.
All right, so here we go. This is what it would have sounded like. Erdiv-Diard. All right, so, and that's kind of quiet. Let me do it again here. Erdiv-Diard. And then you play that backwards, and it sounds like this. All right.
God, man.
Damn it.
No, it was actually a good demonstration.
All right, Brian gets Loverboy.
All right.
Are you doling out the prizes?
I'm doling out the prizes.
You definitely got it right.
By the way, let me just explain. These guys put this contest together this morning and during commercial breaks have been running in and out of the studio to put it together. So cut them some slack.
All right, Brian, you got a case of the sparkling hard tea from Loverboy. You might recall Loverboy from Bravo's hit reality series Summer House. Well, it's the Better For You premium beverage featuring high-quality, low-calorie, sparkling hard teas. And you can pick up a cold six-pack at Penn Brew Station. That's located at 627 West Baltimore Pike in West Grove.
All right, we'll try another one. We will go to... No, that's Brian. I just put him on hold. This is Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Andrew. All right, you ready to play Bass Ackwards?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll play it for you, and if you're not anywhere in the ballpark, I'll give you a clue, okay?
All right.
Okay. Here it is. Right. Not worth a medulum.
Yes.
I'll do that again. Listen closely. Not worth a medulum. Do you need a hit?
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, now, there are several different spacecraft in the Star Wars series. This is one of them. And I'm going to play it for you again. This is one of the spacecraft in the Star Wars universe. Here we go. Not worth a medulum.
Millennium Falcon.
He got it right.
Yeah!
Hang on, Andrew. And this is what it sounds like when you reverse it. Millennium Falcon. How about that? That one's pretty solid. Millennium Falcon.
The nut worth a medulum. Did the Kessel Run in 9 Bowser.
Nutwath hemadilum is how you say it.
Get to the Nutwath. He's aboard the Nutwath.
What are we going to give Andrew?
All right, we got a pair of passes to see the action thriller Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham as a mysterious cash truck security guard who surprises his coworkers during a heist when he unexpectedly unleashes precision skills. It opens exclusively in theaters on Friday.
Surprise!
All right, we will go next to... Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's crappening?
Hey, happy May the 4th to you, sir. All right, I'm going to play this for you and give you a hint if you need it. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Her call what's cool. You would never get this without a hint. No way. I'll play it again.
I know it.
Her call what's cool. Shut up.
Wait, if Kathy...
If you know this... hang on. We before you go, again. Justin, I want Kathy to write down... Okay. What she thinks this is. Oh, my God.
Wow.
She got it right.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Show it to me.
Hang on. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
All right, Justin.
Sometimes you hear something.
This is a person who's on the good side in the movie.
Can you play that one more time?
Sure. Here we go. Her call what's cool.
Jeez. Luke Skywalker.
That's correct. You got it. So the cool is Luke backwards, so that's where you can put it together. Here's how it sounds the other way. This one I don't think I nailed, but here we go. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Luke Skywalker.
This is Luke Skywalker. He would like a rim job. These are not the rim jobs you were expecting.
Somebody texted in, by the way, Steve, it just said, your face looks like a vagina.
Your face looks like a vagina.
Yes.
This man would deliver you a wonderful rim job.
KC, what do we...
Dream job.
What do we have for Justin?
Justin, you have our final case of sparkling hard tea from Loverboy. You might recall Loverboy from Bravo's hit reality series, Summer House. Well, you can get this at the Penn Brew Station located at 627 West Baltimore Pike in West Grove.
No, no, we don't serve rim jobs in here.
Let me go to Owen. Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Owen, all right, you ready to play this thing?
Yeah, let's go.
Casey, I'm going to play this one. All right, here, I'm going to play it for you, then I'll give you a hint. Here we go. Hail Sisnerp.
Hail Sisnerp.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Racist.
Hail Sisnerp. Hail Sisnerp. Owen, if you need a hint, yeah, everybody's going to need a hint. This is also a person who battles for good in the movie.
I'll play. Can you give it to me one more time?
Yep, of course. Here we go. Hail Sisnerp. Well-known character, main character.
I got it.
Oops, sorry, Case.
You good?
Think I can. There we go.
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu is incorrect. Sorry about that, man.
This is Miss Window Nation.
We will go next to Kristen. We'll let her take a crack at the same one. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, guys. Happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Yes. All the best to Ann Gorski. Kristen, do you need to hear that again?
I do.
This is a person who is on the good side of the force of, just the good side of the whole storyline. Here we go. Hail Sisnerp.
Oh, my God.
One more time. Hail Sisnerp.
Sounds like a Nazi party drink.
I can't figure it out.
Okay. Man, if I give you one hint.
Do it.
You already did, though.
I know, but.
He wants to help her out.
He gave that hint to somebody else, so I'll take a new one.
No. This person had a very famous hairstyle in the movie, especially the first movie.
Was it Princess Leia?
She's got it. It's, oh, my God. And here's how that sounds. Princess Leia. Hang on a second. I'll do that again. Here we go. Princess Leia. Princess Leia. What do we have for Kristen?
For you, Kristen, we have a Barb and Star prize pack, including a Blu-ray combo pack of the film from the gals who brought you Bridesmaids. Co-stars and co-writers Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamulo comes Barb and Star. Go to Vista Del Mar. It's available to purchase on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital right now from Lionsgate.
Well, if it isn't Prince of Leia,
we are playing Bass Ackwards, the Star Wars edition. No, wait, Casey, I'm sorry. This one right here.
Okay.
That's the one we're going to go to next. And I have Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, Preston.
Hey, Brian. All right, so I'm going to play this Bass Ackwards clip, and then I'll give you a clue. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Nazir Walkwood Nil. Nazir Walknud Nil. This, I'll play it one more time, then I'll give you a clue. Nazir Walkwood Nil. This is the smoothest cat in the galaxy.
Oh, I got them all except for Princess Leia.
The smoothest cat in the galaxy.
That's Han Solo?
No!
That, he was really helping you out on that.
Sorry, man. I was even trying to do my pseudo impression of him. Doug, are you there?
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Doug, you need to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, listen closely. Nazir Walkwood Nil. He is the smoothest cat in the galaxy.
It's a tough one. I don't know. I'm just
going to
go with Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, no, he's not the smoothest cat in the galaxy.
Nope, sorry.
He's the fattest cat in the galaxy.
Real ladies man, Jabba.
Yeah. We'll go to one more. This is Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning it.
All right, Mark, have you heard the hints?
I did.
And do you need to hear the audio again?
Yeah, can you play it again?
Yeah, here we go. Nazir Walkwood Nil.
Smoothest cat in the galaxy.
Works every time.
Man, you got one more hand up your sleeve?
No.
I just kind of gave
that's
you
as good as you could possibly get.
Okay, all right. Okay, play it again for me.
Yep. Nazir Walkwood Nil.
I bet you they're getting it on the text board.
Yes, they are.
They are. 3 seconds, Mark.
Oh, man, come on, come on.
He's still trying to Google it.
No, no, I'm not Googling anything here. Nazir Walk Windu? Is that, can you play it one more time?
No, I can't. Time's up. Sorry, dude. I gave him 3 seconds. I can't drag it out. It is Lando Calrissian. Here's the clip.
Lando Calrissian.
Yep.
That's good, man.
That's pretty solid. We'll back it up, Casey Wood.
Lando Calrissian.
Calrissian.
You belong up here in the class.
That's right.
Giving out rim jobs.
You surely do.
Rim job.
He falls on his back and grabs his ankles.
Welcome to...
Welcome. What was the name of the Cloud City?
Bespin.
Welcome to Bespin.
Rim job.
Take a look at my dustbin.
All right, we got
what
time
do we
for.
Have here? Ooh, someone's getting a rim job.
Lift the robe up.
All right, we will go next to Bob. Hey, Bob, you there?
I am here. Happy May the 4th. I took you last too. I'm very excited.
I missed that second part. I was the last part of what you said.
I spoke to you. I called in and asked May the 4th as well. It's a tradition, so I'm very excited.
Very nice. He calls on it every May the 4th. That's
all
great.
Right.
I do.
Let's try this for you and see if you can get it right. I'll give you a clue after I play this for you. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Odd shit. Wait. Is that the right one? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. One more time. Here we go. Odd shit. Now, this is on the evil side. This is on the Empire side. It is a thing.
An evil thing.
It's an evil thing.
If you call in every year, you probably can get this.
It's the Death Star.
The man is good. Yeah! He got it. It's the Death Star. Hang on the line, Bob. And this is what it sounds like when you reverse what I said. Here we go.
Death Star. Death Star. It's our tribe.
I mean, it sounds like a bad guy in this.
Yeah. But they all reversed. It sounds perfectly like what you'd have in the movie. It calls a trap. How do you give a fish a rim job?
How do you give a fish a rim job?
Is that what you
oh my god!
What do we have for Casey?
All right, so for you, we have a Blu-ray copy of the critically acclaimed "Promising Young Woman." This is starring Academy Award. Nominee? Did she win?
No, she's a nominee. She did not
nominee.
Win. She did not win.
She did not win. No. Carrie Mulligan. Don't miss the Rotten Tomatoes certified fresh film that critics call a game-changing masterpiece. One of the best films of the year. It's available now on Blu-ray and DVD. Also available on digital.
All right. We have a couple more left here. We will go to, let me see who's been on hold the longest. It is Andrew. Hi there, Andrew.
Hello there.
All right. Andrew, we are playing. Bass Ackwards, the Star Wars May 4th edition.
That was just a Star Wars reference he dropped.
What did he say?
It was, thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
What did you say?
He goes, oh, hello there, which is what Obi-Wan says when he sees R2 for the first time on Tatooine.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I got you, bro. Yeah.
Oh, hello there.
He sees R2-D2.
Hmm. Is there a port I could put my genitals? I'm lonely.
You are lonely.
I've been in the desert for quite a while. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you here. I was not talking to your robot.
There must be a hole in this thing somewhere.
There must be some sort of receptacle which would fit my Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't even see you there. I've been living in the desert for quite a while.
All right, how many?
Genitals. I'd forgotten even how to say it. It was a long time ago. Your uncle had genitals. He showed them to me. Still drinking blue milk over there with that sow?
Oh, Uncle Owen, you knew him, and he showed his genitals to you.
That's right. That's why I'm living on the other side of the planet.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a hole in this thing.
Everything's dry in the desert.
Yeah, when they do a gangbang, it's in single file.
He got tired of nailing sand people.
Hide their numbers.
Yes, these splatter effects are clearly jowls.
I'm sorry, Andrew. I'll get to you in a moment.
No, you're good. The mental images are all I might have.
To. Okay. All right, Andrew. Here's the one for you. This was the most difficult one for me to do. All right, for me to say phonetically. Here we go. Which needs new snard? Which needs new snard?
We can do it again.
Wish needs new snark. Okay. Man, Casey, what clue would you use on this one? What do you think?
Well, kind of gave one in the beginning of this little.
You did. Yeah. You did. You actually, this name was said in this last segment here just a second ago. But, man. Okay, so this particular character has been in every single Star Wars movie. From what I understand.
Okay.
Let me play it again for you with that clue in mind. Time. Okay, here we go. Wish needs new snark. Think of the pacing, the syllables of that. Wish needs new snark. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Is it R2-D2?
Well done, sir.
Yeah!
Well done, sir. R2-D2, and here is what it sounds like when you flip it around. That was a hard one to do, man. I had a really difficult
time. It's the worst protocol droid ever.
I'm sorry, I didn't know your name was... Because I tried to sexually violate your droid... No reason to get persnickety. F you both.
The idea of Obi-Wan Kenobi actually dropping a full-fledged F-bomb in my mind just when you said that. He just says, F you both.
He's living by himself.
Yeah, man.
Aren't you, indeed, you?
Oh, my God.
I'm so cranked up, I'm about to explode.
Been a long time.
My balls are bluer than your milk.
Andrew, you have won yourself a pair of passes to see the action thriller Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham as a mysterious cash truck security guard who surprises his coworkers during a heist when he unexpectedly unleashes precision skills. It opens exclusively in theaters on Friday.
You've been in the desert for a long time.
We do get that impression, right? He's out there by himself.
Yeah. He's been hiding. He's been watching Luke from afar.
Yeah.
And they called him an old hermit, remember?
That's what the new series is about.
We're going to find out how lonely he really was.
Yeah. Wow. So some people are pointing out, by the way, that I might be wrong, which I can accept. But I think maybe he says it twice, because Obi-Wan says it to Grievous in Episode 3, which is what some people are saying. But I think he also says it in Episode 4, and I think that's what the caller was referencing.
Well, I think you're right. So there is...
He takes his hood off.
Right, R2-D2 is recessed back into a...
Yeah.
After the sand people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
hello
Steve.
There.
Howdy do.
Steve, that's his catchphrase. That's his how you do.
How you doing?
Yeah. Hello there.
Hello there. I can work with this.
It's metal. It might hurt a little, but, you know.
I have some salve back at my house. We can do this.
All right, we have two more to do here. I'm going to go to Keith. Hey, Keith, how you doing? We got enough fries, Case?
Yeah.
All right, Keith, are you there?
Yeah, I'm calling up Bajmir.
Yes. Welcome to the Bajmir Hotline.
Dream job.
All right. Keith, here is... I'm going to play it for you, then I'll give you a clue. Here we go. Okay. One more time. Of all of the items we have listed here, this is the only vehicle. This is actually a something that is flown... in the Star Wars universe. Well, you know what? No, we did Millennium Falcon earlier.
So play it one more time.
So it's not Millennium Falcon.
So you know that's off the list.
All right. And it is featured in the first movie. It's featured in several of them.
Yes.
But we do see it in the first movie.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Yep.
Ooh.
It's a vehicle. They fly it. It's in the first movie.
Not the Millennium Falcon.
Yep. Come on, dude.
Can I go with X-Wing?
Yes, you can, and that's right. Yay! Oh, man, I was running out of hope for you, Keith. This is what it sounds like. That sounds like I'm holding my nose.
My friend used to do ball tricks in college, and he had one called the X-Wing Fighter. It looked more like a TIE Fighter, but you would call it the X-Wing Fighter.
Right, yeah. It wasn't quite what it should have been.
I think Obi-Wan did the same thing, too.
Look at this. Tell me what this looks like. Come on, man. You know it. It looks like a TIE Fighter. See that? Look at that. Okay. I pulled on the hair a little tauter. See that? Look, now I'm going to put a cigarette on it.
Oh, my God. You are lonely, man.
Sunglasses. So you can put sunglasses. It looks like a nose.
I tell you what. Yeah. I'm going to get naked and ride around on the top of your dome. And let projector show porn.
Can the projector show porn? Who would have to?
And Sween Fayuri.
All right, what do we have him for getting, or what do we have for him for getting that right?
We got a pair of passes to see the action thriller Wrath of Man with Jason Statham as a mysterious cash truck security guard. He surprises his coworkers during a heist when he unexpectedly unleashes precision skills. It opens exclusively in theaters on Friday.
All right, one last one. We will go to Nick for this. Hey, Nick, are you there?
Yep. Happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Yes. Ann Gorski Day.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Let's see if we can get another winner. Listen closely. Here's the final clip. Wife here, thieves. I'll give it to you one more time. Wife here, thieves. And you get the best clue of all, okay?
Okay.
It's the other droid.
C-3PO.
Yeah.
So was he a cuck? Was C-3PO a...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You just watch.
Yes, sit back.
You just
watch. And he could talk, too. Yes. He talks a lot. He's a protocol droid.
He's fluent.
Six million languages, right?
You don't bend over far enough, and your arms do not extend.
Yeah, you're no help.
Yeah, just stand there.
Yeah. All right. This is it forward, by the way. C-3PO. All right. That's it. That's Bass Ackwards. Bass Ackwards for May the 4th. Thank you. That's in the song. That's it. We didn't bring up. That's at the end when they're at the awards.
Just timed up perfectly.
I know. Do we have a few more minutes? I mean, we don't have any guests coming
just
up.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's some interesting little-known facts about Star Wars A New Hope.
Yeah. I will make time.
Okay. Which began it all. And honestly, it's nice to remember these things. We talked the other day about how the MCU, the Marvel Universe, actually benefited from an ad lib from Robert Downey Jr. and set everything in motion. So there's a couple of interesting facts about the original movie that set the entire Star Wars universe into motion.
All right. So here is a couple of this one isn't numbered. All right. So anyhow, here are some fun facts about A New Hope. In one scene, Luke is dragged underwater by a trash compactor monster. We all remember that, right? Yeah. But when filming this scene, Mark Hamill had to actually hold his breath underwater, and he did it for so long that he actually burst a blood vessel in his face.
Yeah, so you know when he's dragged under and they're looking for him, and they're going through the refuse? So that was an actual tank built, and I guess they just said, stay under, and he ruptured his eye.
And you might be able to see a popped vessel in his left eye later on in the film. I didn't know that. So, in fact, they show it when he's in the X-Wing fighter, I guess, in one of the scenes where they're taking on the Death Star. You can see
what's wrong with your eye.
The red in his eyeball. All right. How about this? Harrison Ford was not originally going to portray Han Solo. George Lucas previously knew Ford after they worked together in American Graffiti, but he was initially only brought in during casting to deliver lines with other actors. But he was kind of won over. George Lucas, he was won over by George Lucas.
He was just doing sort of like, hey, man, can you come here and read lines with some other actors?
Yep.
And he's thinking, oh, because he does have a hero swagger, but he does, he's kind of, in a way, if you think about it, he's almost like a Star-Lord-ish in some ways.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he has a vulnerable side that you don't see a lot of Harrison Ford characters have from there on in. But, yeah.
Star Wars used to have a different title. The opening title turns out to be Adventures of the Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Whills, Saga 1, The Star Wars. Yeah. That was the original title for the film. I don't even know what the Whills are. Whills.
They're a family that lived near Lucas.
Oh, no, yeah. I've never heard of that in the lore. So they shortened it and it became Star Wars.
Yeah.
Number four on these facts list, R2-D2 was initially going to be able to speak English lines.
Yeah, that's one I'd never heard, that he was going to actually have be able to have full conversations with C-3PO.
Yeah, and it said here, the famous droid used to be able to speak in English with C-3PO, and he was actually going to curse a lot.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
But his dialogue was removed in post-production and replaced with his iconic speech. So they actually recorded Kenny Baker, I guess?
I guess. I've never heard. You figure, after all this time, like even the David Prowse lines that were recorded that were later filled in by James Earl Jones, those eventually came out. I've never heard this.
George Lucas's wife, his ex-wife, decided to kill Obi-Wan Kenobi. It says here, Lucas was struggling with writer's block when writing the script, and his wife, Marcia, who also edited the film, suggested that C-3PO get shot. George said no because he wanted the film to begin and end with the droids. So she decided to have Obi-Wan get killed. And George agreed and wrote that into the film. Kind of a big plot point.
And it's a huge, and it works well because he's in the physical realm gone, as we know, he exists in the afterlife.
Oh, by the way, here's another one. Nick, you'll love this because we throw this line around a lot. There's a scene where Han is trying to speak to the Galactic Empire workers on the intercom. And for the scene, Harrison Ford intentionally did not run his lines or remember them so that he would sound as spontaneous as he could when he was Han. That's when he does, we're all fine here. How are you?
Yeah. Negative. Energy leak. Radiation.
Yeah. So he made that up. He did not memorize them.
And that's
so,
classic Harrison Ford.
Yep,
that's
great. So that it would seem really off the cuff.
And I saw it opening night. That's, I remember the first night it opened and the audience was howling with laughter because here they are in the heart of hell.
Yeah.
And he's what are we going to do? You know?
Here's another one. Carrie Fisher was planning on, was not allowed to wear a bra during her scenes.
I knew that. Yeah.
She was planning on wearing a bra underneath her costume, but Lucas didn't allow it because he said that there was no underwear in space.
Yeah.
And they used dildos a lot, too.
I think, a little pervy in retrospect, and she was only 18 at the time.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah.
Was it in any way, and I was thinking about this and agreeing that there's a pervy element to it, was it because she was wearing white and any sort of undergarment would have shown through it?
There are scenes where she's running around in A New Hope, in Star Wars, in Episode 4, and you can clearly tell she's not wearing a bra.
I didn't even know
have
this.
Have you seen the jugs on this chick?
Yeah.
I mean, though, they have spaceships and lasers, but they don't have bras?
No bras, yeah.
No, okay.
No, you don't need them. Yeah. You put anti-gravity cups under each nipple.
Yeah.
Fortunately, by Jedi, they had invented a bikini for her to wear.
You're right. Yeah.
By the way, she was only 18.
When that one came out,
she looks like she's mid-20s at least in the movie. She was very mature for her age. The word Wookiee was coined years before being used in the movie. Lucas was working with Terry McGovern in THX 1138, and McGovern said, "I think I ran over a Wookiee back there." Lucas asked what a Wookiee was, and McGovern admitted that he just made the word up. And Lucas never forgot it, and he decided to add it into the film.
So have you ever seen THX 1138?
Nah, just parts of it.
Yeah, it's very Orwellian. It's clearly inspired by 1984. It's a really good, it's basically, he got a little bit more money for a student film that he was making. And it's really worth seeing. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff that was born out of that.
Yeah, I know, and that's where THX from the sound system comes from. Yeah,
There's a THX reference in Star Wars too,
In American Graffiti.
Is there?
Yeah, I think it's John Milner's license plate.
Oh, cool. I know we've referenced this before, but there's a great fan site for Star Wars fans called Wookiepedia. And you can find all sorts of stuff, including the Wills, Preston, which you mentioned earlier. It's sort of where the Force came from. So a lot of the Jedi's studied the Wills, and that's so there was Star Wars lore. And
is that like doctrine or
kind of? Yeah, where the temple was, and so there you see it referenced in.
It's like Angorski.
Luke has those books, right?
He's got the books. Yes.
Okay,
and that's one of the books of the Wills.
Oh, I did not know that.
From the volume of Angorski.
Here comes.
As it is said in the book of Gorski.
Here are
dude. May the Gorski be with
me. May the Gorski be with you. On this most hallowed Gorski observance.
Gorski with you.
I hope Anne is having the best day ever. All right.
He is one with the Gorski.
Here is two more facts, and that's it. The cast and crew would often forget that there was an actor in the R2-D2 costume. They would forget that Kenny Baker was in there.
Yeah, they probably tapped their cigarettes off.
He admitted there were times when the cast and crew broke for lunch and they forgot that he was there.
Oh, my God.
We had him in the studio, and it was great. Mm-hmm. You know, nice guy. He was certainly, it was a little arduous for him physically. He wasn't, you know, quite up to traveling, but it was great to meet him. Super nice guy. Just, hey, you know, been in tons of stuff.
Where did his feet go when he was in that thing? Did they just?
I think he was sort of, you know, like hunched over.
Because they have pictures of him here. The bottom comes out, and his feet are sticking out beneath.
I don't know.
And is Murph in here?
No, he's not here today.
He's not here on May 4th.
I know they cut. There was rumors that they cut the rest of his legs off below the knees.
Oh, just so they could fit him into R2-D2. All right.
You're not short enough.
I'm going to cram him in.
One last thing, a little known fact about Star Wars, A New Hope. The actors consider George Lucas to be extremely uncommunicative. When directing his actors how to act, Lucas would usually only tell them to do two things, be faster or more intense. So when he lost his voice during filming at a point, he actually was given two boards where one side said faster and the other side more intense.
So he was known to not get in the way of his actors, like he trusted them.
Right.
So much so that like there are stories about him during the filming of American Graffiti, which was shot late at night, you know, on the streets of his hometown, where the truck would be, you know, there'd be a camera vehicle in front of these hot rods moving along, and he would just fall asleep, and they'd be rolling, the film would be rolling, he wouldn't yell, and they'd have to wake him up.
Yep. All right, so, a few little known facts, in case you weren't aware of those, on this May the 4th, Ann Gorski Day, that we'd pass along to you. Now it's May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
May the Gorski be with you.
All right, so with that, we do need to take a break, because I want to come back in a second, and you know what we'll do also? Music News is on the way in a little while. We made the announcement, the lineup of the MMRBQ.
Yeah.
And so we will reiterate that information when we get to that a little bit later on. But let's take a break and come back in just a second. We'll return shortly.
Rock Breakdown with Sarah hits on the casting of Pete Davidson as Joey Ramone in the upcoming Netflix biopic and Weezer's venture into vacuums, plus some updates to the Preston and Steve ringtone repertoire for your phone, and why Brett Michaels preferred Slash over CeCe DeVille as guitarist for Poison. WMMR.com.
Got a text from somebody who says they're listening in Bhutan.
Bhutan? Yeah.
Which is next to Nepal.
Yeah, it's north of India near Bangladesh. It's in the Himalaya.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think we've ever heard from anybody listening live from Bhutan before.
No.
Never even heard of Bhutan before.
That's where they train the mountain Gorskis.
It's wild. I know, Nick, that you're well-versed in geography, but there are parts of the world that just don't, you know. Mm-hmm. Either they came and went in my memory. I heard about them in passing, maybe in school, and it never really just registered. But this is a nation, right?
I believe it's a kingdom, yeah. And it's landlocked, and a lot of it is mountainous.
Wow.
I don't know much more beyond that.
North of Bangladesh.
Yeah.
It is a bucket list deal for me to go to whatever vantage point would deliver me a wonderful view of Mount Everest.
Yeah, I think if you fly into Kathmandu, Steve, you would enjoy it.
It should be good, yeah.
And it's a city where you can stay in a nice hotel and whatever. You know,
Bob Seger's constantly playing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to Kathmandu? Is that really what you want to
really
do?
Really want
to do. Check it.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
What? Okay. Is Kathmandu
just south to Bhutan?
What's that?
Is it awesome? Like, he sings about it like it's a party island.
No, it's a super interesting city.
I think it's just a whole complete other side of the world. He wants to get the hell out of there. He's loved everything, but he's ready to go somewhere else in the world and
see Everest.
And maybe it's a big party town. I don't know. Kathmandu, baby.
Woo! Woo!
How can you not be named Kathmandu and be awesome?
Kid Rock has a place there, so I'm sure.
Kid Rock?
Yeah, his club is there.
Kid Rock's place
second
is in Kathmandu.
The second one?
It's Colostomy Wednesdays.
Nashville and Kathmandu.
I think it's similar to the place that used to be in Trenton.
Yeah. I actually really like that place.
I did too.
Yeah, what was it called again?
Kathmandu.
That was it?
Yeah. Was there a Kathmandu on Delaware Ave as well?
I think there was for a little while. But
I think you're right.
But the one in Trenton lasted longer.
It was across from Bhutan's.
No, and it had the greatest brunch on the face of the earth.
Kathmandu?
Yes. Oh, that's,
okay, interesting.
It's something different now.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
He doesn't mention the brunch in the in the song, but
he does. It's a shame.
You know, there's a lot of things about Kathmandu. All right. Well, anyway, Bhutan, thank you, guys. Text us more information if we can find out who they are.
Bhutastic.
Says Anna and the Gorskis. It's getting cold here. All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate that.
I want to go back. Of Everest.
If you, I want to go back and listen. If you were Bill Gates, you could go to Kathmandu. You could live.
You
there.
You could buy Kathmandu,
maybe. But now we'll have to see because he and Melinda are ending their marriage after 27 years. We covered this in the entertainment news that they're getting a divorce. And Bill, I believe, is worth $137 billion. His net worth was as of February. Take that for whatever you will, because I'm sure it's a little either more or less than that. But we were wondering aloud how they are going to parse out the
assets,
the fortune.
Yeah. Yes.
Because. And the foundation, too. I mean, it's not just like their money, because they built a charitable organization together. You know, that's their name. It's Bill and Melinda Gates Organization,
so that's moving forward. And Nick, they actually say, believe it or not, that for the past couple of years, that's actually been the one thing that's been keeping them together. That has been the working on that has given them, has allowed the marriage to go on. It seems to be that it is amiable-ish. There's no anything between them now. And that's what both parties are indicating. I think it's more, she was the one who filed. So, you know, it may have been more her decision, but, you know, he seems fine. He just always seems wrapped up in, you know, everything. I mean, he's a genius, and he's just one of those, you know, like a Sheldon from Big Bang Theory type.
We want to see if anybody listening has gotten rich off a divorce.
I mean,
if you'd be willing to tell us about it. I mean, you probably won't be, but 215-263-WMMR. Maybe you didn't have much, met the right person, they were wealthy, and in the separation, in the ending of it, you ended up being able to take care of yourself.
And it's happened, you know, man, woman, back and forth. You get a divorce and you have, you know.
Sure.
Look, listen, one could easily argue that Kevin Federline.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Really increased his wealth by marrying Britney Spears. And then also the fact that he has, I think he has most of the control over the kids, at least that's what I get. But I mean, it's something. Bezos, you brought up earlier, Kathy. Jeff Bezos and his wife. Now, his wife helped build Amazon with him,
right?
And is every bit entitled to.
Which is why she got.
Yeah.
So I know somebody who got a lot of money from a divorce. They did not have a prenup, and however it worked out, I don't know the details. I'm not that close with her that she discussed it with me, but she was able to open several businesses. She goes on these, you talk about Kathmandu, like she's probably been there. She goes on these beautiful, elaborate trips.
Okay.
Her house is amazing. And I mean, listen, she does work. She has these businesses, and her current husband also has a very good job. But it's to my understanding that they are this secure because of what she got in the divorce.
How much?
Her first marriage.
Tens of millions? Millions?
I mean, it was
probably millions. She opened up that chain of restaurants called Night Moves, Kay.
No, come on. We're going to go through the whole Seeger catalog.
We might have to, Press, but, you know.
S-E-G-E.
I know. Yeah. I spelled it wrong.
Spell it. Cigar.
Yeah, cigar.
All right. This is their theme.
Night moves of the restaurant chain. And then, of course, the competition to Audible called Turn the Page.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Night Moves is on Main Street.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize
that.
Oh, my
God, I can't even.
It's down on Main Street.
No.
So.
I don't have down on Main
Street. You guys want to crank up this party?
All right, we can stop this part.
Main Street's
anyway,
not on there.
We got to crank up the party if we're going to do the Seeger
party!
Bit. There we go.
Jesus.
Thanks. Bring it.
Woo! Party song.
You guys with me?
Yeah.
Oh
well, the jukebox of the restaurant only plays old-time rock and roll.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
and then he had that California Renaissance Fair called Hollywood Nights.
Oh.
Every time I hear this song, I think of Alf.
hold on. Stop.
Yes, okay.
Stop.
Huh? Oh.
You don't think of Risky Business?
No.
Come on. My God.
Man, you're like a rock.
Okay, can we get back to this? Hang on, Kathy, your friend.
Yes.
So when she got divorced, Casey's question, did she get millions?
Oh, yeah. Million. I don't know if it was tens of millions, but, like, she definitely got millions, for sure.
So, Kathy,
in this area, does it come to, does anyone, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking of it. There was a high powered divorce that took place here fairly recently where there was a big split of assets. Am I misremembering that, or it was a couple?
I don't remember.
And I'm trying
people
to.
People we knew or just people in the
just
news?
Just people in the news, but are known from this area. There's obviously a lot of an old money in Philadelphia. I'm trying to remember the couple. But yeah, I'd be curious because, I mean, you know, like Bezos' wife became, I think, instantly, the second richest woman?
Not second. She, maybe second richest.
Second or third.
She wasn't
or
the
yeah.
richest, but somewhere in that neighborhood. Hang on, I'm going to go to David because he got a nice payout. Hi, David, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, bud?
Nothing. I just figured I'd give you a call. I got divorced when I was 33 about 7 years ago, and parents bought us a $1.5 million house, no worries, whatever. And, finally we grew apart after 12 years, and she had to pay me half of, $650,000.
So let me ask you, David.
She paid you $650,000? Oh, for half of the house?
Yeah, she had to pay me for half the house. And then I ended up finding another girl right away and got married and spent a bunch of that on the second house. And she walked away with not a lot of money, but it cost me a lot of money to get divorced. So
you got a lot of money in the first divorce and your wife got a lot of money in the second divorce.
She gets a lot of money monthly because basically how the house worked out, everything was in my name.
Yeah.
And by the time I sold everything and paid lawyers for the last 2.5 years, I'm down to a good chunk of it, but half of it's gone, put it that way.
You guys have kids together?
I have two kids with the first one and a third with the second one.
Wow. Okay. So let me just ask you, David, when you got involved with the first wife, were you a man of means or were you?
Yeah, I wasn't out for her money.
Okay.
All right. I
appreciate the candor. Yeah.
Started a construction company and tried to make my own money, and then we just didn't work out, you know?
Yeah, it happens. Well, Melinda Gates is available now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aim high, brother.
You don't mind, I'm a little bit older.
Thanks, David. Appreciate
Steve,
it.
Steve, you know what, though? Wasn't it Bezos' wife is now dating a teacher from our area?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thinking. That's it. Yes, thank you. Yeah, so she's just a regular teacher. Big ticket item.
By the way, Kathy, somebody wants to know if your friend after the divorce, if they're still the same.
What?
If they're still the same.
The Bob
Seger song.
Still the same.
Are they still the same?
The Bob
still the same.
We don't have that one?
No.
Still the same.
That's a good one.
I mean, on the inside, after all the plastic surgery, she's not exactly the same.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well. So a couple of people were texting in, Jeffrey Lurie, maybe was there was a divorce there, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was a little while back.
There was a high ticket. But I mean, there obviously a lot of times, they'll work their best to keep this out of the news, but eventually it comes out. But I mean, when you're this high profile and you've become to known as,
yes.
world,
have no choice.
Yeah. It's you have no choice. I mean, they're known globally.
Yeah. When you walk away and get, if they're able to keep it civil, and listen, we're talking about so much money that it's probably going to be remain civil, I would imagine, when you're haggling over a little less, I think it can get more intense.
Well, like you just had the story this week about Channing Tatum and, Jenna Dewan who were married but they have the money that they're splitting now is the Magic Mike, what they call franchise, the two movies and now a TV series.
Yeah.
So that's at the level, Preston, where it can get really vicious.
What are the lawyer's fees? I mean,
incredible,
right? Like, incredible. So regular, for regular folk, lawyer's fees can be, quite a bit. But like for when you're talking billions of dollars.
Somebody's got to buy their cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't buy themselves.
Yeah. Cowboy hats don't buy themselves.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works out, but wow, yeah. So that was surprising to see that they had split up. But you never know what's going on behind.
Do you know somebody who's gotten just absolutely wiped out from a divorce?
Not taken to the cleaners, no.
I know. A friend of mine was taken to the cleaners. And, really? And everyone was advising him not to marry this person.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed away from that simply because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen, it's... I still don't know where I stand on things like prenups and stuff like that, but wow, you know, the just leveled. He's doing okay now, but Jesus.
I think if there's loads and loads and loads of money that you have, it is responsible to get a prenuptial agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Especially if it's family money. A lot of the prenups, when there's family money, that if you acquire something together after you're married, then sometimes they're entitled to that, but they're not entitled to the history and the money behind the family.
Your friend who made the money, was it coming from family money?
No, he was. He
made his own.
A tech guy. Phew, yeah.
I wonder if he's still the same.
Still the same.
Oh my God.
Still the same. Game to
game. Going into the next relationship and the next marriage, you got to be like rock and roll and never forget, right?
You never forget. Yes.
Exactly.
Unless you were dealing with a rambling, gambling man,
yeah,
and then he had it coming to him because that's, you know. You don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Okay.
Right. But you just can't get away from her strut, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, she's a beautiful woman. You know this is written about Jane Fonda?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's what Bob Seger had said when he was writing this, is they respect her butt. Love to watch her strut. I always thought it was they respect her butt, as in her hiney.
That's what I thought, yeah. No,
they respect her.
Respect
conjunction.
Her butthole.
But love to watch her
strut. The original lyric was butthole.
She's a lady through and through.
All right.
C'est la vie, guys.
Somebody says Obi-Wan Kenobi could handle the divorce court in that particular
absolutely.
Breakup.
Get my lightsaber and split your assets right down the middle.
Right in half.
Even when divorce is not expensive, it takes a toll.
You've been the one on the show who's been through.
I've said this many times. We had an amicable divorce. We had one lawyer. We did not lawyer up, and we didn't fight over, a pizza stone, which I've, heard tale.
You miss, but.
I miss that pizza stone every day.
But you get it on every other weekend.
Every other weekend, I get visitation rights.
I'm here.
But you've built a family and you built some finances together, and then that gets taken away from you, it takes a toll on whatever your finances are.
That's a conversation to have. What stupid thing did you guys fight over?
Yeah.
215-263-WMMR. I'm not talking money, house, kids, none of that. What goofball, dumb little thing. There's the when Harry met Sally, they're arguing over the wagon wheel coffee table. And I would like to know that something that you needed to have, he wanted it, she wanted it, whoever it is, and it was...
That gets bad.
That can get bad. And then it becomes, after a while, it just gets spiteful. You're not taking that.
Yeah.
Well, even though you really don't even want this thing, you know?
Sure, that's what it is most of the time. Like, well, the vacuum.
Yeah, and it can come down to something as stupid as that, because so you've traded off so much, but you say, oh, no. Oh, not, no, I've done not enough. That. Not this. Not the wagon wheel coffee table.
And then sometimes it can be... I would imagine jewelry as well, where the guy says, well, you don't get to keep that. I gave that to you. You know what I mean? We've talked about the engagement ring before.
You know what gets really contentious is pets.
Yep. I'm sure.
Because people love their pets equally, and they adopt them together, or they, you know,
it's
they
hard to cut them in half.
You can't do it unless you have a lightsaber.
Well, I have a friend who they're doing like shared custody of the dog, and we're like, listen, that just keeps you connected to him. They don't have kids, so Mike, this keeps you connected to him. You have to figure out who's taking the dog because otherwise you're going to be connected to him. Tell him to go take a damn hike, and you're going to keep the dog.
Now I've
I can call him if you want.
I've heard. Now, if you have two pets, you can split them up.
Oh, that's sad.
But that's sad, right?
Well, yeah, if you had twin kids, you could do that. You could split them up.
Because they look alike, and you can call one by the name that you like.
Well, don't tell them. You know, just hope they don't end
Move
up at
them
a camp
to
together.
Different countries. Right. Yeah.
All right, hey, I'm going to go to Clint. Hey, Clint, you're on the air. Good morning.
Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, dude. What's up?
All right, so I recently got divorced maybe about a year ago. And we fought over something stupid as china plates.
Okay.
Okay, so her last name began with a B, and mine was a W, and the crest on the plates had a W. And she kept claiming that they were hers. So that was a long, drawn-out process of lawyers that I didn't really feel like paying for. So, unfortunately, she still has those plates.
Well, want the W plates?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been a family heirloom since, God, the 1940s.
Oh, right. your
family.
Your family's heirloom?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
And then why did she want it? Why did she want them?
She's crazy.
Okay, so she just was doing it to get at you.
Now, these plates had pictures of the wrestler China on them. Is that what you said?
Yes,
okay. But listen, that Preston made that case about the family heirloom thing, or that, you know, it's something that's within the family. That's clearly a spiteful move on her part.
She was very spiteful of this entire marriage.
Okay.
I walked away with literally nothing.
Wow. Oh,
man. So you wanted out that bad.
And how much, I mean, were you guys doing fairly well, you know, asset-wise?
No, we were doing great. We were fantastic, but then she decided she didn't want to do it anymore, and me being a good guy that I am, I told her, fine, you know, keep what you want. I'll just walk away.
Wow. Family heirlooms, that's too bad, man.
So now that you look back on it, would you have fought harder for the dishes or the china or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Wow. Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Clint. Sorry about that, bud.
Thanks, man.
I want my china.
Yeah. let me go.
Tonight.
I don't have China, but I have Gina. No, I'm sorry. It's Gina.
Oh, Gina.
Hi, Gina. Gina?
Gina, you're on.
You guys.
You guys.
What?
It's not Gina.
I know. I was doing that on purpose. It was a bit. What's up, Gina?
Va is better.
All right.
Last year. So I'm calling because it wasn't my divorce. It was my husband's divorce with his first wife. They got married at like 18, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But by the time it was over, they were in their mid-20s, and she wanted all of the penny CDs from Columbia House, and she wanted half the value of his custom-made surfboard that he surfed, but she did not.
So she wanted half of his Columbia Record House CDs.
Correct.
Penny CDs and half of the value of his custom-made surfboard.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
So may we assume that they were not living in the lap of luxury?
No. No, they weren't. But she was just being so petty and ridiculous about, you know, the most stupid things that...
I wonder, now, I don't know how it works, what the machinations are, but I've heard stories of a lot of times lawyers will say, you know, give me the list of the stuff that's really going to needle so that we can really, you know, come in hard on
it. Really?
To sort of really.
Well, it becomes a negotiation.
Yeah.
So, you say that you want that surfboard, but you don't really want the surfboard. You want the thing next to the
surfboard. Your fallback.
It's a bargaining chip.
Exactly.
Yeah, it gets really petty and obnoxious.
Wow. Thanks.
Like a pizza board.
Thanks, Gina.
Pizza stump.
Yeah. you know what, too? I wonder if there's any loopholes with the prenups. Like, if you did sign one.
There are.
And you're leaving with nothing. Like, how can you get around that and leave with something?
If you have your fingers crossed the whole time you're signing
it. Right, yes. You took it back, basically.
Crossies.
They have been fought in certain... Remember the concept years ago of, besides, like, alimony? The concept of palimony came up where if you weren't married... You know, the law can find a way around things.
Yeah.
So things that you assume are ironclad are not always. But I think if you
but imagine it's going to cost you, though.
Yeah.
To fight stuff like that. When, I mean, you went into an agreement, you know what I mean, ahead of time.
It's a contract.
It should be honored.
Between Bill and Melinda, who do you think is walking away with the CDs?
I'm sticking those with Bill.
Yeah.
His entire Bob Seger collection is going to be safe and sound.
Dancing around his underwear.
I'm going to go to George. Good morning, George.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, bud?
So me and my girlfriend are currently going through a breakup, and we had adopted a dog about a year and 6 months ago, and we just got a second puppy so that when we fully separate, we each have a dog.
All right. Okay. Well, do the puppies get along, or can you promote fights between them as well?
No, we don't promote fights. They actually are getting along way better than we thought. So.
See, and then you guys are going to have this guilt thing where you don't want to separate the dogs. You got to be careful there, George.
Yeah, we know. We've talked about it. We're still figuring it out, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully maybe it'll end up well, but...
Right. Well, leave the dog with her, but before... Your dog with her, but before you do, train it to attack strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah. So George, are you guys...
Yeah, with all the legal costs.
Are you guys still living together and breaking up?
Yes, we... she and her parents just bought a house together, and... they will be moving out in another
month. So she married her parents.
I'll be moving out too. So,
okay. Well, let me ask you: have you slept? Have you had intimate relations while you're in this separation?
Yes.
Dang.
Of course.
Dang.
Yeah, that dang happens.
And does the dog common watch?
Of course.
Say it again.
Nothing.
That's okay, George. Thanks.
Go about your day.
It's all good.
Have you ever been to Kathmandu?
I will go to. I'm going to go to Andrew next. Hey, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. All right, did you haggle over something stupid in your divorce?
Yeah, a bed.
A bed?
A bed.
And
yeah, it wasn't just any bed. It was a $4,000 Tempur-Pedic.
Okay, yeah.
And who deserved to get it?
Well, I mean, as far as deserved, I walked away with nothing. When I left this horrible, horrible marriage... I left the bank accounts, the house. I walked away with nothing.
Let me give you some comfort, Andrew. Sleep number.
Well, hang on a second. So you're walking away with nothing, and right before, you know, you completely step out the door, you're saying, but I'm taking the bed.
No, it wasn't until it came down to, like, you know, actually, like, splitting the assets that I kind of took a stand. I wanted the bed.
And how tough did that get? How bad did she fight for it?
Oh, she really fought for it. Wow. I guess she liked it more than I did. I think at the end I was just holding on to it out of spite, to be honest with you.
Did you both have one last night on the bed? Did she look at you and say, "We've got tonight"?
Oh my god.
No, that ended about a year before.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
That was at the honeymoon. That's a party time.
Yeah, but it all worked out though, because, you know, I got remarried and my wife you know, she inherited a lot of money.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Andrew, do you know why divorce is so expensive?
Because it's worth it.
That's right.
I've never been happier.
There you go.
All right. Well, good on you, Andrew. All right. Appreciate the call, man. Take care. All right. Interesting stuff. All right. Well, Bill and Melinda are hashing it out. Well, they're not. I mean, they're she filed for divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we should take a break because we're talking about all the splitting up assets and everything. We got $500 to give away.
Yeah.
And that could be a nice little bump in your wallet or your purse or your pocket or wherever you store your cash. We'll come back with that word that can get you the $500 with our money clip, and the bizarre file is on the way too. So stay put. We'll be right back.
Netflix plus Hulu plus HBO Max plus Discovery Plus equals holy shit. But WMMR's live stream, no subscriptions, and no, because, you know, it's free. Free, 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 free. 90 free, free WMMR.
93.3 WMMR. It's time for a Preston and Steve money clip.
I'm scared.
Now, here's your money clip keyword.
Let's get you the cash, but you need this word. The word is funds, all right, as in money, F-U-N-D-S, all right, F-U-N-D-S, funds. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter that. Three ways to do it. You can text it to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to be entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter it via the MMR app or WMMR.com. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. That person will get a call from Beasley. Make sure you answer your phone. Might be you. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. It is sponsored by Hyundai City. So the word again is funds, F-U-N-D-S. Good luck to you. Can I do a couple of shout-outs real quick?
Yeah.
All right. I got this email that says, good morning in Gadzooks. My name is Corey. I am writing in hopes of thanking a longtime employee of WMMR on air. Professionally, I work as a registered nurse in the ER hospital in Chester County. And lately, I've been picking up hours at our vaccine clinic, where I had the pleasure of meeting a longtime employee of the station in the HR department, says Stacy M. which I believe that means Stacey McKinney.
Oh, okay.
He said, when I asked her what she did, she said she worked for WMMR for over 30 years, and I couldn't help but smile behind my mask and proceed to talk her head off for the next 15 minutes about the station, your show, how cool of a job she has, and the people she's met over the years. A month later, my wife texted me as I was running around the ER and said that I received a package from a radio station and I knew it had to be her. I was ecstatic that she took the time to reach out to the hospital to send me a package of MMR swag from the station and your show. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
So if you could please thank her on the air with a shout out for me, that would be great. I hope this makes her day as much as it made mine. Thank you guys, Rock. And that's from Corey Klump in Downingtown, PA. So a shart for Stacey McKinney. And then one last one that says, I love this. This is from Brent Sullivan. And he writes, bro, how do you guys wipe your ass sitting down?
Yeah.
I would be so scared of smacking my hand into the poop water. I stand up, bend over, pull my ass apart, and give it a good wipe until it's clean.
It's actually, it's easier than you think.
He said, yeah. I thought that's how everybody did it, just like Casey.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? Love you guys. Good welcome. It says, good welcome, bitch.
Yeah.
Brandon, Quint, New Jersey. P.S. Did Kathy ever get her toenail fungus cleared up?
Oh, my God.
And we've been wondering for years, pink or brown, but we've forgotten the third option, ghost. I don't know what that means.
Ghost.
Can I get ghost nipples?
He says, can I get a shard out just because? So there you go.
Ghost nipples. I've never heard of that.
I have. I've seen them. Right. And they blend in to the breast. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
like camouflage.
Never heard the term.
Like predator nipples.
Oh, yeah. Ghost nips. All right, nice. All right, let's see. What am I doing? What is this?
What?
Yeah. I thought it was another MMR employee worth... giving a nod to?
Oh, Jackson got his contract extended.
Oh,
WMMR.
That's awesome.
It says it through 2024. What's that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he said this extension will put me at 20 years at the best radio station in the country.
That's great.
Yay, Jackson! Yay!
That's great. Jackson.
Congratulations, sir. Wonderful. We're all one big happy family.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing. All right. We should do the Bizarre File. So we're going to do it now.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Cinch Propane Home Delivery Service. Makes life so much easier. Never leave your house for propane ever again. Visit cinch.com. That's spelled CYNCH.com. We'll start with this story. A cow has interrupted an Australian farming couple's wedding by giving birth to her heifer calf during the packed reception of 100 people.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an utter catastrophe.
Jesse Laws, who is 32 years old, by the way, and her now husband, Ben, got married on Saturday, April 24th, at their farm in...
Australia.
Thank you. Jessa told the Daily Mail that her wedding dress was ruined, but deemed it to be inconsequential compared to the excitement of the newborn calf.
It's magical.
She said, we're expecting the birth as she was a few days overdue, and a few of our farmer guests helped keep an eye out on her throughout the day. The calf arrived 7 p.m. during the reception in front of several guests soon after the final wedding speech.
Hey, look at that. The calf is crowning.
The unforgettable experience shocked guests, she said, but it was typical for the cow named Jacket, I guess, J-A-C-O-T. Yeah. Oh, Jacket Drama, to cause a commotion at inconvenient times. So they had the baby, and the calf is fine, and everybody's happy. So it's good.
He's good torn.
An Egyptian mummy that for decades was thought to be a male priest was recently discovered to have been a pregnant woman, making it the first known case of its kind.
Wow.
Scientists in Poland made the discovery while conducting a comprehensive study, which started in 2015 of more than 40 mummies at the National Museum of Warsaw. This is according to Wojciech Esman, the archaeologist and director of the Warsaw Mummy Project.
So not only was it a woman, it was pregnant.
Yeah, Dr. Edgman said our anthropologist was double-checking the pelvis area of the mummy to establish the sex of the mummy and check everything, and she observed something weird in the pelvis area, some kind of anomaly. Turned out to be the tiny leg of a fetus, estimated to have been about 26 to 30 weeks old at the time. Computer scans and x-rays revealed that the woman died when she was 20 to 30 years old. Based on the non-invasive research, scientists deducted that the mummy was made around the first century B.C., The body belonged to a woman of high status because she was wrapped in linen and plain weave fabrics and accompanied with a rich set of amulets.
She's a mommy mummy.
A mommy mummy, exactly. Yeah. Although burials of pregnant women in ancient Egypt have been found before, this is the first known discovery of a mummified pregnant woman.
You know, there are things that science and modern medicine cannot determine about the mummification process that the ancient Egyptians used.
Really?
I mean, yeah, there's some things that still have remained elusive.
No kidding.
In what they were able to do.
All right. Let's see here. Authorities say a 9-year-old boy who found his way onto the conveyor belt baggage handling system at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport was not injured. An airport spokesperson, Pat Hogan, said the incident...
That's mine.
Oh, man.
I got it. That's mine. Thank you. Could I get you through here? That's mine.
Hogan said initially no one
Bring
in the
on
group...
Bring on the children.
Pat Hogan, the spokesperson, said...
Bring on the children.
It happened early Saturday afternoon as a group of about 20 people were checking their bags for a trip. They were taken together.
Yeah.
Hogan said initially no one in the group
travel.
No one in the group noticed the boy was missing. That wasn't a carry-on for you?
That's right, no.
There was a lot of confusion because there were so many people in the group, he said. They were all checking their bags and putting their own bags on the conveyor, so it took a second for them to realize he was missing. But as soon as they did, people sprang into action and police were able to find him quickly.
God, it's hard.
Police found the boy in under 5 minutes. The incident will likely lead to a review of baggage system security safeguards to see if more needs to be done to prevent it from happening again.
The Michaelis Predator stuff never gets old.
Yeah.
And he loved it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
A neighbor still has video on his cell phone of the house across the street on fire. It was January 16th. The man doesn't want to be identified, but it says that the 2 a.m. fire was frightening. And he said it was massive and it burned for a couple of hours. After putting it out, you could see the roof collapsing. Now, fire investigators and prosecutors say the fire was set by some of the firefighters that were in that man's video, the very people who responded to put
really?
It out. Really? Yeah. The state's attorney, this is in Maryland, Aisha Brave Boy, had said in indictments of five former volunteer firefighters from the West Landman Hills Volunteer Fire Department were issued. They're accused of setting not just that fire, but also three others in the area during a month-long spree. They were apparently no one was hurt fighting the fires or in the houses. They were all vacant at the time. Each was set when the defendants would be on duty and the ones to respond. Recreation appears to be the only motive.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it appears to be for the sole purpose of just being called in to service to extinguish the fire.
It's not the first time there's been a case like this where someone wants to come to the rescue and it's occasionally a firefighter's responsible for setting a fire. They can come and rescue people.
It's the latest in a long list of problems for the West Lanham Hills Fire Department. 3 weeks ago, their treasurer was indicted for allegedly embezzling more than $100,000 from the department. Also, last year, they came under scrutiny for failing to respond at all to a fatal fire and were replaced by paid firefighters in one of their houses. So they've had some issues over the years. One last story. Back in February, a man named Rudy Batten robbed a McDonald's in England. Batten told employees he had a gun, demanded money from the register, and he forced the manager to give him access to the store's safe. And on his way out, Batten reportedly demanded some food, and specifically, he wanted chicken McNuggets.
Nuggets!
But it was too early in the day, and they were still serving items from the breakfast menu, so he had to leave with a double sausage McMuffin instead.
I am not happy!
Yeah. He reportedly stole $600 from the restaurant, was identified by cameras, and turned himself into authorities later that day. A judge recently sentenced him to 6 years in prison. So even if you have a gun...
Doesn't matter.
And it's before the menu changes over, you're out of luck.
Tough
dude.
Luck.
Yep, exactly. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. You have just a couple of minutes left. If you haven't entered it yet for the money clip... The word is funds, spelled F-U-N-D-S, and we're going to give you until 15 minutes after the hour to do it, so you better get on there now, sponsored by Hyundai City. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get the trash music news lesson question, and in the music news, we'll reiterate all the information about the MMRBQ announcement we had earlier this morning. Stay with us.
Love MMR.
car? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Snazzy.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Happy May the 4th, and May the 4th be with you today. We had a nice...
It was a great observation.
Star Wars discussion today. I enjoyed it.
It was fun. We learned some things. We had some fun with Bass Ackwards.
And, found out some little-known facts. Thank you for digging those up, Steve.
No problem. I appreciate
that about the movie. Anybody going to watch anything today and observe and stuff? No.
You know what I'm going to try to do?
I hadn't really planned on it.
I think Casey's done this. Rogue One into Episode 4. I've never done that transition.
Ooh. I've done it.
Yeah, and I...
That sounds good.
I haven't watched Episode 4 in a really long time, you know, the original. And so I think that's a cool way to bridge the gap in between 3 and 4. And Rogue One is just so awesome in and of itself.
Rogue One is at Empire level.
But... Let me ask you this. If you watch Rogue One and roll into New Hope, are you put off by the difference in the effects?
Yeah.
As far as it being a much shinier object to watch Rogue One, and then you watch the more dulled down, even though it's the original, and you've hold it in regard as it in esteem as it should be. But you know what I mean? Steve, you did it. Did it?
It's a little jarring. I mean, you know, that you can watch the refurbed where they redid some of the effects.
Yeah, they hit a little bit of it. Yeah.
But you know what they did? They took great care at the end of Rogue One to replicate the ships and to make everything. Yeah. I mean, if you at the end of Rogue One, you get, I think, in all of Star Wars legend and lore, you get the best depiction of why Darth Vader was so feared in that hallway sequence. Do you remember it at the end of Rogue One?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's excellent.
Just tremendous.
And it's perfect to bridge into the original. And then you're like, oh, that's what was going on. And it happened immediately. Right before that. Kathy, Rogue One or Empire? What do you think? If you had to really put your money on something, what do you say?
Neither. I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought you would play along.
I have no opinion.
She doesn't even have that in her.
She hates us all now.
Too much.
Listen, Casey, go.
She's going flower shopping, Preston. Please,
give me a Tattoo Tuesday one if you would, please.
Yeah.
That's right. You're going to Lancaster.
Yeah.
You're going shopping.
Yeah.
You got flowers to think about.
Yeah. You know what? Go from Rogue One into Episode 4 into the Star Wars Holiday Special. I think that would be it.
Yes. That'll be the perfect.
It's beautiful.
I want to thank, when we did our, concert announcement, MMRBQ announcement earlier, Zach, our buddy Zach here, had put together the montages of the music. So thank you, Zach,
and
the engineering department for doing that.
The montage.
Thank you for, listening, everyone who was a part of that announcement. All right, we need to do the letter of the day. So here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
Ooh. He's here.
H.
There it is. All right.
As in happy.
Happy birthday, Angorski.
That's right. The letter H. And so we are giving away from Revivalist Spirits a bottle of their botanical gin, Equinox Expression, their pre-made lavender lemonade, which is really, really good, and a resurgent young American bourbon bottle. And we'll give you a $50 gift card to the Brandywine Branch Bistro as well. Revivalist Spirits, voted top craft gin distillery by USA Today. You can order online for free delivery anywhere in PA with purchase of two bottles or more. Revivalistspirits.com must be 21 years of age or older. So we will give that away on Friday. May the 4th be with you, sir.
And for you.
And for me, yes.
For all of the use.
Yeah.
Hell of a lineup.
Yeah, right.
It is. Barbecue. It really is.
It was a great rollout. I loved how you guys announced it. I have a Foxtrot and the Get Down T-shirt.
I noticed that.
So I am wearing that. Wasn't he your intern?
Fox? No.
Fox. I was out on the humble.
Mo Lauda and the Humble. Oh, different band.
It's got to be somebody and the somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not Mo Lauda and the Trots.
No,
I am not that familiar with the band. I dig that shirt, though.
It's a cool shirt.
It's a really cool logo.
I don't know where I got it. Maybe they sent it to me. Mm. I don't know.
I'd like one if you want to send one to me.
Okay. Foxtrot and the Mo-Downs.
Yeah.
The Get Downs.
Get Downs. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just testing you.
Okay. Thank you.
You got to mow down to get down.
That's right, man.
Listen.
That's what Mr. T said.
Everybody knows it. Just trying to help. Now, on the program, thank you for asking today. We'll have cool things. We've got Motley Crue. We've got Green Day. We've got Foreigner. And it's going to be a hell of a ride.
It will be.
And it's Double Shot Tuesday.
Ooh.
And so we're going to take some you call it's none via the texting devices.
Okay, all calls.
Only calls.
Love it.
Because it's too easy just to go to the texter. You know, Jim in Tacony wants to hear, you know, Livin' La Vida Loca from Rush.
Yes.
You know, as a second
Rush.
Song.
Yeah.
You know, or La Vida Strangiata, Strangalaga,
right.
Whatever that song is.
Man is a music encyclopedia.
I have the knowledge, okay?
Yes.
Dudes, I have it. And so I will
Tom
not...
Sawyer by Ricky Martin.
Exactly. That was amazing. So we're only going to use the telephone device because it's lazy for me as a DJ to just use a text.
Okay.
And... although everybody texts, myself included, you've got to use the phone.
You know what? You also want to reach. You want to engage them in a conversation.
Exactly.
It's a little bit more of a connection to the listener.
Exactly.
You want it to mean something.
That's what I'm saying, Steve-O.
Absolutely. Yes, I hear you.
And people on the other end get to hear that a breathing, living human being actually requested that song.
Hell yeah, Presbo.
Yeah, man.
What can I find for you?
The great way to get laid.
And it's a great way to get laid.
That's right.
Great way to get laid.
Hasn't helped me, but that's okay. I'm ever hopeful. Like a dog with a milk bone in front of it, I'm ever hopeful.
Like a dog with a milk bone. Forever helpful.
Help and I'll
helpful.
I am ready to rock. Let's get going.
Let's get going.
All right. We got stuff to do.
I need to give somebody a tattoo. It's Tuesday.
Tattoo.
I have a tattoo. $350 gift certificate for Crystal Ogle. Yay! Of lovely Green Lane, Pennsylvania. And it is good for Floating World and Tattoo Piercing. You can find them at 1729 South Street in Philadelphia. If you would like to see their artwork samples, visit floatingworldtattoos.com or check them out on Instagram at Floating World Tattoos. So congratulations to you. Crystal, I would like to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme. Everything you need to prep for this summer season. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors. Also, Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And by Primo Hoagies. Today is National Hoagie Day. No, it's tomorrow. May 5th is National Hoagie Day. Get select Primo size hoagies for just $5.99 all day long. Tomorrow on the program, Fox Good Day. John Ratzenberger and Eric Roberts will be on the show.
Sensational.
Should be good. So we'll have those things and more. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Gang bye. Not Grang.
Grang bye.
Bye, Grang.
Oh, and goodbye and happy birthday to Ann Gorski.
Yes.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, everybody, it's good to have you on the map.
Dream job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.